and Enticing Star will try and find a nice mares race for her. Hopefully a Group 1 one.
Yes, obviously, Scratch from today. Is it a chance of running next week in the Concord? And the other one, I guess, is Nature Strip?
Nature Strip, yes. He had a gallop this morning and worked very well. James McDonald was aboard him. He just can't get over how he's so much more settled. Yes, he will run and will run to the Rose in 2 weeks. And then
under the rose, okay. Nature Strip is interesting because everyone's fascinated that can he run a strong 1200. But listening to you, are you getting more confident?
Yes, definitely. Yep. Even when you go back to his run in Doomben, it was a Doomben Cup or one of those races up there. He just got posted three wide and never really had a chance. I actually think he might have won over 1200, to tell you the truth, down in Melbourne before I got him. But the key is obviously winning a decent Group 1 over or big race like the Everest over 1200 is settling. I couldn't be happier with him.
And what about the new 3-year-olds, horses like Kurubik and Reloaded? How are they coming along?
Yeah, all good. I think most of them, or a few of those ones, have been into the trialling on Monday at Canterbury, hoping the weather just improves a little bit for that track's sake. So Monday, I think a lot of our better horses are trialling. Be good to trial at Canterbury on a really good surface.
Yep, let's hope it's not too bad. Thanks for that extra info. It's such an exciting time going into the spring, and we're looking forward to seeing them all run. Thanks for your time, Chris.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Good on you, mate. Chris Waller joining us there, going through the runners. What did you glean for the Premier's Cup, Ron?
Well, obviously the wetter the better for Wugok for Chris, and obviously he's happy with the Perth horse without knowing how it's going to shape up to the Sydney form. So it's run of the race stuff there. It's hard to, you know, isolate your horses in conditions like this when they haven't been in them for a while. But, I don't think there was any strong lead one way or another, to tell you the truth.
We're going to press on here on Sky Sports Radio and Sky Thoroughbred Central with the preview hour now for this program at Rose Hill. Very shortly, Mark Van Gestel will join us, Chief Stewart, and then the rest of the team, Tabs, Glenn Munsey, and of course, Simon Denopoulos. But as we know at Rose Hill, the conditions are a bit overcast out there. There's been no rain. They did have 3 mil of rain overnight, but they've had no sort of any drizzle over the last couple of hours. A little bit of blue sky above as we speak, so let's hope it stays that way and we don't get any of those showers. Track is a heavy 9, penetrometer is 6.2, and as I say, there's been 8 mil of rain in the last 24 hours. Mark Van Gestel does join us, the chairman of the stewards for Racing New South Wales. Morning to you, Mark.
Good morning, Andrew. How are you?
Very well indeed. And released yesterday on a number of inquiries going forward.
Yeah, that's right. We've got two upcoming inquiries. First of those being Sam Clipperton. He's been issued with a charge of failing to take reasonable permissible measures on Irish Song back from the 17th of August, and that'll resume 9 o'clock on Wednesday. And there's a matter involving Cathy O'Hara, possession of a mobile phone from the Kembla meeting on the 8th of August, and that's scheduled for Tuesday, the 10th of August, both of those being conducted at our offices.
Okay, we'll wait for details on those. Righto, so we know what we've got, a heavy 9. We'll wait and see. Let's hope it does stay reasonably clear out there at Rose Hill. What have you got for us?
Out of the second race, Andrew, number 5, Helga. The Kensington meeting 17th of August. Finished third behind Kunamara, but look, just in the straight, the horse was inclined to lay out and the saddle actually shifted back during the running of the event, and Chris Williams, who rode the horse, said he was placed at some disadvantage, and in the circumstances, its effort to hold third was pretty good. Take you to race 3 in Adana. It's been luckless that it's first two runs back this time in, but on the 24th of August at Rambling, finished seventh there behind Valentina Rossa, but never really got clear running in the straight and couldn't be fully tested, and certainly one that should have finished closer. Race 4, number 5, Costello, 10th of August at Rose Hill. Finished sixth behind Hogman A, but it's another horse that never really got clear running at all in the straight. It was badly held up and probably wasn't to about the 100 metres where I secured clear running and found the line reasonably well. And probably two to mention coming up in race 9, Black Magnum number 2, Rosehill 10th of August, well documented there. We opened an inquiry in respect to Nash Willer's ride. Ultimately, the horse raced wide and without cover throughout the event, and that inquiry was concluded late last week. And it obviously just been back to the trial since that performance where it trialled reasonably well. And I thought number 9 got a fund also worth a mention, the favourite 17th of August at Kensington track, finished second behind Royal Witness, but got a little further back than what Brenton Abdullah wanted to be on the horse when it jumped awkwardly. Took some inside runs, and then just had some difficulty obtaining clear running early part of the straight. Shifted back to the inside, and interestingly, Brenton Abdullah said that the horse just appeared reluctant to stretch out inside runners over the final 150 metres, so it's had a few excuses also in the run.
Okay, got a thunder there, and we're awaiting a rider for ISO Rich in the last.
Yeah, we are. We're just onto that now, Andrew. So as soon as it comes through, okay. I'll send it across to you.
Beautiful. Thanks a lot, Mark.
Thanks, Andrew.
Mark Van Gestel, Chief Steward for Racing New South Wales. Just on the riders, race 1, number 18, whose shout is Brock Ryan. Race 1, number 18, whose shout is Brock Ryan. In race 3, number 3, Got Unders, most of the presses have got this, but Brock Ryan is on Got Unders as well. Race 3, number 3. And race 4, number 10, Zoffany's lad, is Blake McDougall. 4:10, Blake McDougall. We're awaiting a rider for ISO Rich, race 9, number 16. Time for our preview of Rose Hill San Domenico Day. Ron Duffacy is with us. Simon Donopoulos from Racing and Sports. Good morning to you, Simon.
Yeah, morning Andrew, morning Ronnie, morning Munns. Shows how long a week is in racing. Last week it was absolutely rattling at Randwick, and now dealing with a heavy 9. No surprise to see a lot of scratchings this morning, a lot of horses looking to kick off their campaign, so they'll wait for another day, but still think it's a good card and looking forward to it.
And Glenn Munsey is joining us from Tab and Sky Racing. Morning to you, Munns.
Yeah, morning, Andrew. Morning, Ronnie. Morning, Simon. Anyone got a spare red pen? I've only got 106 scratchings in the 3 meetings that I'm doing here at the moment. Please don't ask me about any deductions at Eagle Farm or anything. I'm struggling with the ones at Rose Hill. Boys, we're not running short of time, are we, Andrew? Straight off the bat?
I was going to say,
boys have been very active putting polls up on Twitter this week. Andrew, you wanted to poll about what horse you're excited to see, and Ronnie's trying to change the programming at Sky Racing.
I'll be popular there, won't I?
yeah, there was no butcher's paper, there was no meeting.
I just did my own meeting.
I think it's a good idea, Ronnie.
In Sydney, I'm talking in Sydney, we got...
No, so can you explain what it was?
Well, I want to...
Just for people that may not have seen.
That half-hour preview we do at... before the races, but by the time we get there, we've done form line, we've done Saturday morning, they did today's tips. It just seems like a bit of regurgitation to me, and I thought we could just mix it up with a half an hour chat about why things have, is there reasoning why how a horse I'm tipping is blown or firmed, and what Glenn thinks, is it smart money or is it rats and mice money? Is it because, you know, it's someone that the punters follow has tipped something as special that it's firmed, or, you know, just little things like information. I want to make it a half hour. I've got to talk to someone about others or get in trouble.
That sort of thing is particularly evident midweek meetings. Mm. For example, Brad Davidson comes on at 5 to 8 on the Big Sports Breakfast and tips a horse at Dubbo.
That's right. Everyone
you
wants
can
to be
guarantee
on.
That it'll firm. Yep. Right? Oh. No matter what price it is,
Davo's
it'll firm.
Disciples.
But, Simon, it could be the fact Dean Lester could come on and tip one at Castor.
Yeah.
Mark Hunter could come and tip one at Donald.
That's right.
It's the impact that... And it's a fresh opinion, and they're only tipping one. They're not going through the whole program, 1, 2, 3, 4, best bet. They said, this is my horse for today. So people are going to be reactive of what they're doing, and that's why a lot of those horses do firm. But the most important part is that, you know, Ronnie said, well, is it smart money? Is it just weighted money? Is it short the tote? People are looking at the tote. Is everyone tipping this as their good thing of the day? And then you get to the situation where the bookie's on track and the other where they glean the NOP prices from, for example, in Sydney, it'll get back out. You know, and the majority, I've said it, you know, for a few months now, the majority of favourites will get out late.
Anyway, Glenn, I'll talk to my people. I don't know if I've got any people to talk to in there.
Well,
I'm all for it, Ronnie. I think it's great.
I check it, we'll have a meeting.
No, well,
And then we'll have a meeting to see whether we have a meeting, to see whether it's worthwhile to have a meeting. To have
no,
a meeting.
It doesn't happen like that. I will say, for Sky Sports Radio, stand by. That's all I'm going to say. We're
ahead of the curve, Andrew.
We are ahead of the curve, so stand by.
And as I've said, Andrew, some people are at the game. Some people are in the game, but Andrew, you're ahead of the game. Yes, and
there's signs of light. So stand by for changes coming up on the radio side of things. Anyway, so guys, let's start.
Yeah, well, we've offended someone at Sky already. Anyway. So that's all right, Ronnie, if you get that message.
Yeah, I got that message.
It's a miracle they're out of bed anyway. It's a Saturday and it's 8 o'clock. Yeah.
No inside stuff, please. Let's get cracking here because we are now...
officially late.
And the first race, the Tab Highway. The
right
Tab Highway at 10 past 12.
Oh, isn't it better when we're all together in the van? We can terrorise each other. Right, here we go. The Tab Highway today, Class 2. I haven't even had a Pepsi yet. Over 1,400 metres. Here we go. Assault and Battery with blinkers on today at $4.40 and favourite. No Emotion at $17. Girls Are Ready, $4.60. Euro Say, $9.50. Lady Demi came out yesterday, 4 cents a win and 6 cents a place. So It Is, out no deduction. Scarlet Missile is a $5.50 chance. Vertex, back today with blinkers on at $26. Yarranup Flyer is at $12. Fortune's Path at $23. Real Classic, blinkers on, tongue tie on, but the bit lifter comes off and the tongue control and lugging bit come off, and Real Classic is a $15 chance. Mixed Regret is out, no deduction. Well Decorated at $41. Defy is out, no deduction. Isadora Twinkle at $17. Miss Charlie, Rebecca Press won't claim here at all. She'll ride it at $53, and it's a $51 chance. Gunga Din, you're a better man than me. It's a $10 chance, and Who Shout with Brock Ryan is at $31. Best supported runner here easily is Girls Are Ready. Already today, 5 into 460 after all the scratchings, and it dominates the betting here. Second pick a long way away is Euro Say, and then Scarlet Missile.
How's the pace in today's highway, Simon?
Yeah, not as much as we would expect to see in the highway, although over 1,400. Assault and Battery, late scratching last start. So it comes here fresh, 35 days between runs. Blinkers on for the first time, and Nash. So I'd imagine leads fairly comfortably here. Yarranup Flyer from the inside can kick up. Listening to Joe Cleary this morning, expect Girls Are Ready to settle a lot closer. And from out wide, Euro Say and Real Classic can press forward. But I think Assault and Battery gets his own way, Ron.
Yeah, I think he does, being especially, 5 weeks between runs with blinkers on as well. So that says that he leads for me. I must say, I was shocked when I saw the early prices, $11 before scratching skills already. I thought the Tab price assessors had... respect her a little more than that, but she stayed firm late here. Synthetic run first up, pen for me, but still did enough. Both wins are city two-year-old races on heavy tracks. I think that's good enough for credentials for this. Joe seems happy. Sounds like he's put his money on, and sounds like I can follow him in. I think Scarlet Missile is the danger, even though no recent run there. She's been placed to the past five, including two highways here and one on a heavy track. So that's a good form, and obviously she's got residual fitness. The one I'm very wary of at odds is Gunga Din. Another one, first up there at Canberra, was a good effort. He looks a strong horse. He's only had five starts, so there might be just some upside with him, although there's no wet experience. And Assault and Battery, well, I just don't know how to approach him because of those soundness issues of late. But reading the steward's release saying that, well, he's been to the university, he's been cleared, so he might be just one of those horses with a funny action. The other horse I've got an eye on here, I'd like to get Lizzie's report on, a horse called Vertex, who I'm interested in at big odds. 3, 7, 17, and 1.
Yeah, similar numbers for me, Ronnie. I'm with Assault and Battery on top. I'm happy to forgive his last start performance, as we touched on, a late scratching last start. But blinkers on for the first time, Nash Rewilla, and his effort two back at the course and distance under similar conditions behind Gillette, finishing second there. They ran very good time for a highway. I know they got early use of the track, but that performance he put up, if he runs anywhere near that level here, he'll be in the finish, I think, very, very hard to beat. So taking him on trust, but nice and fresh. The fact Nash has been booked, that's enough ticks for me. I think he's going to be very hard to get past. I think the danger is number three, Girls Are Ready. Jo's certainly bullish this morning. She'll handle the conditions, and she did enough first up. She should be able to springboard off that performance here. Number 18, Who's Shout. I want to give it a chance at good odds. I think he's a really nice horse. Might not be today, but one to put in your black book when he gets back into country grade. Really good performance first up and should appreciate the step up in trip. And number 7, Scarlet Missile. Hasn't won for the new stable, but continues to race well and expect her to run well again. But I think Assault and Battery, anywhere near that form from 2 back, and he'll be in the finish for numbers 1, 3, 8 and 17.
Darren Flindell calling all the action at Rose Hill. He likes 3 Girls Are Ready on top to beat 1, 7 and 15. 3, 1, 7 and 15 for Darren, race 1. Race 2, Glenn, this is over the 1500.
Yeah, the ATC members tour's here. This fillies and mares benchmark 78 over that 1500. Re-edit came out yesterday. 8 cents a win and 8 cents a place. Lady Cuvée at $9. Slow Burn is an $8.50 chance. Zalate out yesterday, 12 cents a win and 10 cents a place. Helga is a $4 chance. See Me Exceed out yesterday, 4 cents a win and 5 cents a place. Wimla, $3.20 and favourite. Song and a Prayer at $11. Celeste at $7.50. Ross May at $23. Waking Moment out this morning, 9 cents a win and 9 cents a place. The Promise, Andrew Atkins to ride a half over here at 53 if he needs to, $8.50. And Lelude is a $17 pop. Slightly more money for Wimla here than Helga, but already this morning, after all the scratchings, Wimla, $3.50 to $3.20. Third pick becomes now The Promise, and it's already 11 into $8.50 post-scratchings this morning.
And we welcome back Andrew Atkins. He was going to make his return yesterday with Gosford, and they got called off. So welcome back, Andrew. And also Jeff Penza today at Hawkesbury. He's back riding there today as well. So good luck to both of them. How's the pace in race two, Simon?
Yeah, it looks just an even tempo here. I think Helga certainly kicks up and leads from the inside draw. Then you've got either Song and a Prayer or Wimla to come across from out wide. The scratching of See Me Exceed takes a bit of speed out. Slow Burn, she's pretty tractable. She can either press forward or sit just off. But I don't think there's a lot of pressure up front, Ron.
OK, you there, Duff?
Yes, I have, man.
Duff's one.
Yeah,
OK, sorry.
You got me?
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, I had Song and a Prayer leading, and Slow Burn would probably hand up at 1,500 metres, so Song and a Prayer for me leading. Tricky race. The gamble is whether you know, Wimla's obviously got the best wet form. It's, your gamble is whether she's had enough or not. There was indications last start that, oh, she just may have come to the end of it, but considering her fitness and her wet track ability, I'm happy to take the risk. I thought Andrew Atkins had a chance here of making some impression at his first ride back on The Promise here. I think the backup suits her. She's pretty fit. She's got some soft form and has a foot on the till with no weight. Helga only has to run the distance out to be very competitive. And Song and a Prayer will give plenty of cheek up front. 7, 12, 5 and 8.
Yeah, not an easy race. I'm with Helga. I think she'll kick up from the inside, and I reckon she can stick on here. I think the wet track will suit her with the aid of the claim. I think she can give plenty of cheek, and she confirmed her level of performance last start on the Kenzo. No match for Connemara, but I thought she stuck on well there. So happy to have her on top. From number 7, Wimla. Ronnie's touched on her. Not much more I can add there. I think she gets back to her best form that we saw on the wet tracks. She's certainly going to be in the finish and should race closer today. Number 9, Celis, she'll get back in this race, but I think she can certainly work home into the finish. Her last start effort was very good and does see her well placed in this grade. And number 8, Song and a Prayer. Good job to win last start. Mare racing in good form and generally a good recipe to stick with mares in form. So I think it's a really tricky race, but I'll lean the way of Helga just with favours on the map. My numbers 5, 7, 9 and 8.
Darren Flindell is with you. Helga, number 5, to beat 7, 9 and 12. 5, 7, 9 and 12 for Darren in race 2. Don't forget, too, the bonus bet offers there today at Rose Hill. Races 1 to 5, and then if you're in the venue, you get the extra 2 races, 6 and 7. So races 1 to 5 for the bonus bet if your horse runs second or third today. Glenn, at Rose Hill.
That'll help Royal Popcorn, Andrew, actually, in race number 5 with only 5 runners now, second or third. And it'll only take us about 6 weeks to pay out if it happens to do either one of those things. Anyway, but good luck to them. Right, we start race three, Andrew?
In race three.
Okay, yes. Now race three is the Everest Carnival Handicap here. This is the three-year-olds, Colts, Geldings and Entires, benchmark 78 over 1,500 metres. And the toppy here is Pelothronius, who's a $7 chance. Thy Kingdom Come as well. Scratch from Brisbane to run here, $3.40. No, not favourite at that price. Got unders, Brock Ryan, the rider there at 23. Denawi out, 10 cents a win and 10 cents a place. Irukandji is a $7.50 chance. Mapmaker out, 6 cents a win and 6 cents a place. Shock Alert at $10. Bull Market out, 4 cents a win and 4 cents a place. Kanachi, 16. Devil's Lair, 17. Adana with the earmuffs pre-race favourite at $2.90. Bart out, 1 cent the win and 1 cent the place, and Weekend Affair at $19. Well, Adana is the most popular runner here already this morning, 3.10 into 2.90 post-scratchings and market adjustments. Most popular runner over Pelothronius, who is a $7 chance. They totally dominate this race.
There's a few in here that like it wet, particularly the toppy. How's the pace?
Yeah, we lost a bit with scratchings. So it's going to be interesting to see early doors now. I think Shock Alert looks likely to lead from out wide. Thy Kingdom Come, I'd imagine they just take the trail behind or if not press forward. Our mate Adana, Ronnie, inside draw, got a kick up. He gets out today, doesn't he?
He's he's.
What's the definition of insanity?
Long may we play. I say long may we play.
Oh, God, yeah. Beautiful. Oh, good company line there, right?
I think I could lean this one to victory.
Oh, you're trying to get sweet after cooking them earlier, aren't you?
Yeah, he's trying to get back in the good book.
Look,
so you said I said those words last Saturday, and you thought, what in the hell's Ben going on?
I didn't realise it's the new motto. I'm a team player. I've been playing a long time with this horse, I can tell you that much, Adana. I have to give him another chance.
I could say something.
Look, I've got to go with him here. He, just on one run, that his only win was on that soft track, and that's where he set up his figures to say that he's above average. So one more chance for him. Do it, you want. I don't want to talk anyone into it, but I've talked myself into it. Thy Kingdom Come is the danger. He's racing well. Geez, how good's John Thompson going at the moment?
Flying.
Absolutely flying. He's, for the amount of horses he's got, he's had a huge month. It'll run well. Irukandji would have been top pick for sure for me on a dry track. I just got question marks on him on the wet, but can't leave him out. And Pelothronius, well, he's got all the wet stats there. It's just the last run, I don't know, maybe it was the distance, I don't know. 11.251.
Yeah, same first four for me, Ronnie. Yeah, we've got to give Adana another chance here. Just got to see. We haven't seen what's under the hood in his two starts back. And I was very taken. Lizzie said he paraded a lot better last weekend. So you'd imagine, I know he didn't go round, but it brings him on. He's on the quick backup. He gets the conditions to suit. Let's just hopefully he gets into the clear today and can be hard to hold out. The danger, Thy Kingdom Come. My one concern with him, that's the best we have him going. He looked home and hosed and was gunned down late. I'm just not sure he's any better than that. And whether that's good enough to beat Adana is my query. But he should put himself into the right spot. He's got James McDonald sticking aboard. He should run well again. Number one, Pelothronius. Got the best wet track form in the race. His best form measures up. He's expected to run well. And agree with Irukandji, Ron. If it was a dry track, I think you'd have him on top for sure. But just the wet track's a query. But whether or not, you know, that's in a different life before he was gelded and in better races. So he might actually handle the track. I'm not too sure. But, yeah, Adana, one more chance. My number's 11, 2, 1 and 5.
You're all unsure and you're all tipping him, and so too is Darren Flindell. Adana on top, number 11, to beat 1, 2 and 3. 11, 1, 2 and 3 in race number 3. A break here on Sky Sports Radio and Sky Thoroughbred Central. Coming up shortly, the preview for all of the feature racing.
Dynamics Indications, Gay and Adrian proudly offer a quality yearling filly by Zoostar, the hottest young sire in Australia, champion first crop sire and now leading second crop sire. Our filly is from Moon to French, a stakes winner and Group 1 place to champion mare Zenyatta. And our filly's had four siblings to race, all winners. Join our dynamic Gay and Adrian team in this fabulous filly at $12,885 per share. For info, visit dynamicsindications.com or call 1-800-619-999. AFSL 3368-08.
Lano, want some free advice?
Here we go. You said there's no such thing as something for nothing, and you said there's no such thing as a free lunch.
Get out the wrong side of the bed, did we?
You said there's no free rides in life.
But buy a free Jeff Ping Lee right now, and we'll deliver, and unbox it free.
Free?
And connect me free, and take away your old one free.
But you said...
Lano, there are free rides for fridges at Ping Lee.
Australian family owned for over 60 years.
Conditions apply.
Saxon Warrior, unbeaten Group 1 winner at 2.
Saxon Warrior, Ryan is galvanising and through on the far side. It's history for Aiden O'Brien. Saxon Warrior won the racing post.
Brilliant 2,000 guineas winner at 3.
Now it's Saxon Warrior in front. Saxon Warrior has won by a length and a half.
One of the best and fastest sons of Deep Impact. Out of an unbeaten European champion 2-year-old. Saxon Warrior, new for 2019 at Coolmore.
Does your small business need new equipment, another renovation, a little more stock, or even some extra staff? A business loan could help. Look no further than OnDeck, the small business loan specialist. OnDeck Group are trusted by over 80,000 small businesses worldwide and have already lent over $10 billion globally. So for a loan to grow your business with money in your account as fast as the next business day, visit ondeck.com.au now. All loans are subject to lender approval.
Racing HQ, brought to you by Tab's new Odds and Evens. Simply pick whether the first two place getters will be odds, evens or split. Gamble responsibly.
Yes, it'll be interesting today, the odds and evens, with a lot of scratching. So monitor that as we go through the card. Listen to the boys' thoughts this morning and, of course, all the information right across Sky this afternoon as well. Because it will be interesting just how, in some way, Duff, the track does play in these early races today.
Yeah, look, I'm saying heavy nine Rose Hill. It's down the middle. And, so it'll be off the fence.
Understand. All right, wouldn't mind one of these at the moment, Munns, as we approach race four.
It's not the Nathan's Hot Dogs, is it, Andrew? You know, I don't want it to be enough for you, would it? I reckon you'd demolish me three or four. Be like a hoover.
Yeah, if they're the little ones, they're the little ones that'd be going down all right. The Nathan's famous Hot Dogs Handicap.
Yeah, benchmark 78 here over the 2,000 metres. Love a Silly is out. Came out yesterday, 3 cents a win and 2 cents a place. So the good fight here is our first runner for Sean Ritchie, and it's a $15 pop. Monsieur Sisu is at $12. Nahuel with the blinkers on at $19. Castello is a $5 pop. Ula Saba at 11. De Crew is at 15. Humboldt Current at $4.80. Monasterio at $26. Zoffany's Lab, Blake McDougall, the rider there, it's an $81 pop. Heart of Grace with the earmuffs pre-race, but the winkers come off, is the $4 favourite. Monagal at 31. Island Missile out, no deduction. Missy Beale at 17. Keep it up. Sam Clipper and ride one over here at $51. Constellations at $51. And then Mrs. Madrid, the bottom one, as I scroll to it, is a $21 chance. Most popular runner is Heart of Grace over Humboldt Current. Already today, Humboldt Current $5.50 in. Third pick becomes the good fight. I heard you interviewing Mr. Silvestro this morning, and you were wondering about the bets. Well, here we go. On Wednesday, first bet taken, 1,000 at 31, followed by 1,000 at 23, same customer. Then 460 at 11, 500 at 11, 500 at 10, 1,000 at 850, 500 at 7, 500 at 650, 500 at 550. On Thursday, 1,000 at 550, 1,000 at 480. On Friday, 5,000 at 440 and 4,000 at $4. Has had some support, Heart of Grace.
Got it.
34 into 4. Was 390 when you're on earlier. Push back to 4. Mm. That's when the money came for Humboldt Current this morning. That's 550 into 480.
Mm.
You were going to say something, Duff.
Yeah, well, I don't know. Maybe I'd like to be the bloke chiming in at 5,000 at four anyway, but good
it's
luck.
It's the same guy that had the 5,000 at 440. And the 1,000 at 31 and the 1,000 at 23 is the same customer. Okay. The 500 at 11 and the 500 at 10 is the same customer. And at 1,000 at 850, that's the same customer.
Okay, so yeah. It's one man.
One man going whoosh, whoosh, whoosh. What about the pace in race four?
Yeah, it looks solid. Now, this race got through the scratchings, no worries. So Monsieur Susu and Ula Saba, they both press forward. Monasterio from out wide, I think, comes across. Constellation settles closer, possibly up in trip from the inside draw. Heart of Grace, I'm not too sure, Ronnie. Had a look at her past runs in the UK. One of them she raced on speed, one of them from midfield, and then one of them towards the rear. So I'm not really sure what they do, but I can't imagine they'd want to give that inside draw away.
No, I wouldn't think so. And I thought Missy Beale, back up to 2,000, being fit, could kick up underneath a few of those to get across as well. I really like this horse. This is a really good betting race, you know. There's different angles that horses at double figure odds you could take here, but I've fallen for Humboldt Current here. It was a benchmark 84 second up at Flemington there. He was narrowly beaten. It was a heavy track. He's third up with a stable state switch, which is good. His three career wins are clockwise. They've found McDonald. He's Johnny on the spot here. I think he's the best gamble of the day. I think, obviously, Costello's the danger. Would have been more confident with him on a drier track. He's got little bits and pieces of wet form, and then, he's got patchy form in the wet. But David's happy to run him. Mrs. Madrid, no weight on her back. I know it was only a midweek race, but she went to the line hard held there first up and could do something. And the good fight, well, he was way over the odds. This was an enormous win at Tarapo, coming from a mile back. And he's a good, tough-staying Kiwi. 8.5, 17.2.
Yeah, very interesting to see what the market does with Heart of Grace when the real betting steps in. But I'll side her way simply for the fact she is very well placed. Off her UK form. She ran fourth in France prior to coming over in a listed race. So in a benchmark 78 with only 55 on her back, I think she's certainly well treated if she's able to run up to that form. She had the two trials in the lead-up. They got Hugh Bowman to ride on both occasions. Obviously, Hugh can't ride the weight, or I'm sure he'd be on today. So I think she's certainly good enough to be winning. She's only lightly raced, and imagine she's got more to come. So I'll side her way, but I'd imagine she gets back out. Very interested to see what other people have her assessed in this race. So we'll have to wait and see there and monitor it. Costello, agree, Ronnie. I think it was a dry track. He'd be more confident. He was heavily supported, same grade. Just didn't have the luck last start. But I don't think he's at his best on a heavy track. But they run him, so you have to respect him. Number 8, Humboldt Current, agree. Always have to respect, I think, the Victorian staying form when they come up to Sydney. He looked home and hose last start. I think it was a sick beat for a few, but third up and gets J-Mac. So ticks enough boxes here. And DeCrew are flying at the moment. Good performance to win last start. Chases a hat-trick up in grade, but Nash sticks and expect him to be strong late. But I'll side with Heart of Grace. My number's 11, 5, 8 and 7.
Darren Flindell's going down the bottom. Mrs. Madrid, number 17 for Glenn Boss, to be 2-8 and 5. 17, 2-8 and 5 for Darren in race number 4. The big feature race of the day, it might be small in number, but we've had the two scratchings, but still some exciting three-year-olds running in the Sky Racing Active San Domenico. Glenn, let's have a look at the current prices.
Righto, Andrew. Yes, came out Friday, 16 cents a win and 17 cents a place. Dubious came out Thursday, 3 cents a win and 4 cents a place. And I notice also scratch in Melbourne this morning. Yep. So we start with Bivouac, the favourite here. Three's on in the old, $1.33. Anna Heed at $8.50. Catch Me is at 16. Exceedance at $4.20. And the popcorn, Royal Popcorn, is at $81 already, having taken $126 this morning. Most popular runner is Bivouac, surprisingly, in front of Royal Popcorn.
81?
Okay, now, yep. 81 for Royal Popcorn. Now, I don't know the trainer, Glenn. Do you know the trainer, Munns?
I haven't met him. Mike Cattell from Nowra. He actually trains very close to a beach. I heard him interviewed yesterday in Melbourne. He seems like a nice bloke, and good luck to him.
He's wound himself up. He's got it nearly a good thing when you keep talking to him.
He's invested $1,375 to bring it to the races today, and he'll go home getting at least $5,000.
Well, I mean, you mentioned that Melbourne radio interview. I was listening to it yesterday as well on podcast. And, well, all I can take is that he's pretty happy with things and he pinpointed one of our form analysts this morning. Let's have a listen to it.
Look, I think secretly Ronnie's had something on. He doesn't want to admit it, but I would say if we get more rain and it's a 10, I don't think Duffersey will be loading up on Bivouac, who does look the winner, ideally placed by James, but... Look, my advice to the punters would be he probably can't win unless it's a 10.
Jeez.
So what's your response, Duff? He's pinpointed you pretty quickly.
Mick says this. He said in the interview, this will set him up for a good order. Well, I don't know about that. Look, I think it's a great story. They've all gone out and bought new clothes, this mob, and they're going to turn up here today, and the popcorn's got a bit of a cult following, but... I'd be shocked if he beat one home, I can tell you that much.
We'll put it this way, it's not a 10.
No, that's his excuse, you know. Yeah. We're hoping for a 10.
Yeah, he's only a 9, so, he might ring Sean up and get him to put the sprinklers on for a while.
Look, Bivouac, it's hard to get away from Bivouac. Yeah, no, he leads, doesn't it, on its own here, Simon?
Yeah, I'd say that's the leader, Ronnie, for sure.
Yeah, there's no real map here. Although Mick says we could, if they go slow, he'll go for home and try and run them off their legs here with the popcorn. Bivouac's hard to get around on a wet track. I would have backed Exceedance to beat him in the dry. He's something about this horse. He's got X Factor. I'm interested in him today. He stops me, from wanting to back Bivouac, although I'd never take $1.30 anything, but... three from six, then four and five. Anaheed will go better with a soft lead and a sprint home and catch me next best.
Yeah, not much more we can add here. Two very, very exciting three-year-olds, Bivouac and Exceedance. Shame not to see him on a dry track. But Bivouac on top, he's just got the fitness edge. Ran Group 1 figures first up, so he's a serious, serious colt, and Godolphin looked to have a lot of fun with him. His carnival and Exceedance, what he did prior to a break was unbelievable, really. I know he got beat, but the sectionals he recorded, he's got Group 1 talent as well. So I'd imagine they clear out. Anaheed can stick on. She'll be much better on the wet track, and catch me the best of the rest. But very much looking forward to see Bivouac and Exceedance here. My numbers 3, 6, 4 and 5.
And exactly the same way for Darren Flindell, 3, 6, 4 and 5. The Sky Racing Active San Domenico, looking forward to seeing Bivouac and Exceedance, but still a good story to be told around Raw Popcorn. And we wish all the owners and Mike all the very best travelling with their runner today.
Yeah, try and back a 3-1 winner with basically no risk and see how you go.
How much is it taken out?
Collectively?
Yeah.
What, win and place?
Yeah. What's the payout?
Three quarters of a million. Yeah.
Okay.
The toad at the moment's holding $3,500 and it's $5.40 on the toad. Right?
Money
we
back
got more, we got more out of it the place than that. Yeah.
Go the popcorn.
Good luck to the San Domenico.
Yeah, exactly. The next of the features, Glenn, is the Premier's Cup.
Righto, and this is race number 6 on the card, so this is the start of the quaddie today, the Iron Jack Premier's Cup. If it runs a hole, we'll need more than an Iron Jack, I know that. We've got Shra Roe here, is out this morning, 1 cent, the winner, nothing the place. Karzoff is a $10 chance. Grey Lion at $15. Sweet Thomas with a lugging bit on at $34. Come Play With Me, $4.60. Girl Tuesday out this morning, 13 cents a winner, 12 cents a place. So You Win is at $5.50. Mawani Machine at $34. Wolf, the $2.70 favourite. Wugok at $7.50. Savakool is at $16. And Dagny at $34. Most popular runner here is Wugok. They mustn't like this at all. They took 7 earlier this morning, wound it into $6.50. They've pushed it back to $7.50. That's easily top odds anywhere. It's the most popular runner over Come Play With Me.
Does Wolf get it soft here, Simon, or is there something else that'll go forward?
I'd say come play with me, presses over and sits outside the lead, if not presses on. Interesting to see what they want to do with Wolf here. Sweet Thomas and Wugok, I think they don't want to give away their inside draws. And Marway Machine, possibly from out wide, comes across. But I think the two forward are Wolf and Come Play With Me.
Yeah, it looks that way, doesn't it? Just a matter of how hard or how free-rolling fresh Come Play With Me is, or whether he'd rather just sit outside with maybe better going in the middle and have Wolf inside him. So, just tricky race. Look, I want to go wide here. I would have liked a little bit more push from Matt this morning, and I know it's not ideal, heavy nine first up, but I think Grey Lion's found his form, the Sydney way of going, and he had a good prep last time in. I've liked his sharp trials. I think he's ready to go. I think he's ready to run a good race. I think the danger is Come Play With Me from what I've seen. You know, it's pretty hard to put, you know, four wins straight together at a... he's done it on wet and dry, and the trial was eye-catching. I think they'll take Wolf on because of the wet track angle. So if you're a supporter of Wolf, I think the last price could well be the best. And I'm not conceding to Sweet Thomas here. He's looked good at the trials to me, and he could easily surprise, just the unknown of these imported horses. Lots of options here outside the favourite, 3594.
Yeah, I think with all the scratchings in the last, there's no value there with God of Thunder. So Come Play With Me, the gamble of the day. His WA form certainly measures right up. I was scared of Girl Tuesday. So with her coming out, pretty confident he's going to be very, very hard to beat. He took care of Gatting at his last start at Belmont, Gatting Jewel with Galaxy Star. So you better wait for age horses in Perth. And it was a great ride from Brodie Kirby. He locked him away, but he showed a good turn of foot. I don't think he's at his best on a heavy track. His best figures are certainly with a firm track. But that latest trial under Hugh Bowman, he looks to have settled in really well. He's got residual fitness on his side. He rolls forward for J-Mac. He ticks plenty of boxes. And I think he's going to be very, very hard to beat. The Danger Wolf, agree, Ronnie. I think he will get out in the market. You're taking short odds with a big unknown as to whether he'll handle it. So you'd imagine there'll be a few willing to risk him. Should get better odds. Number 10, Wugok, he's an absolute swimmer. He should be much better suited getting on to the heavy track today. And of the rest, number 7, So You Win. Continues to race well. I'm not sure he'll love a heavy track, but I thought he ran well last start, given how the race was run, and he can measure up again. But, yeah, very keen on Come Play With Me here. I think he's going to take a power of beating. My numbers 5, 9, 10 and 7.
And 5 also the fancy here for Darren Flindell, Come Play With Me, to beat 10, 9 and 4. 5, 10, 9 and 4. By the way, don't forget that night at Dubbo for Michael Hackett and his family tonight at the Western Star. Lots of auction items going through, and Munju put through one yesterday thanks to the TAB and the ATC, with a big weekend that people could enjoy in November.
Yes, and courtesy also the Railway Hotel at Parks there with Casey and Bianca. But it's 4 members' tickets to Rosehill Gardens on Golden Eagle Day, which is Saturday the 2nd of November. 4 members' tickets at Rosehill Gardens. And then on the Sunday, there's a T20 match at the cricket ground. Australia plays Pakistan. 4 tickets in the TAB suite. So fully catered there. And the TAB suite is located at the Randwick end of the ground. You're basically standing at second slip. To the right-handed batsman, the bowler coming in from the noble stand. So for the people that have watched the AFL there, you're on basically between the goalpost and the behind post there. Yep. So you've got a very, very good view of the cricket. So you can plan a sporting weekend in Sydney for 4 people. Tickets to the races, the Golden Rose on Saturday, and the Cricket Australia versus Pakistan. And that will be auctioned off by Cozzy and Timmy Moses tonight. And thank you to all of those people, the TAB, the ATC, Brett Devine, and also the Railway Hotel at Parks.
Yes, it'll be at the Western Star tonight, and good luck to everybody out there supporting Michael Hackett and his family. Back in a moment to look at the Ming Dynasty.
Lano, want some free advice?
Here we go. You said there's no such thing as something for nothing, and you said there's no such thing as a free lunch.
Get out the right side of the bed, did we?
You said there's no free rides in life.
But buy a free Jeff Bingley right now. I will deliver and unbox it free.
Free?
And connect me free. And take away your old one free.
But you said...
Lano, there are free rides for fridges at Bingley.
Australian family owned for over 60 years.
Conditions apply. There's a proportion of the population who can stay seated when they see a horse on television. They just look and think to themselves, there's a fast horse, and barely move a muscle. But then there are people that would see that horse and think, look at that beautiful three-year-old filly fly. And no amount of force could keep them seated. They'd be compelled to stand and cheer and encourage that good thing home. We're those people. Tab, long may we play. Gamble responsibly. Call Gamblers Help 1-800-858-858.
Dali Stallions have sired three of the five juvenile Group 1 winners this season, including the Group 1 Blue Diamond.
Liar over the top! Liar's won the diamond!
The first three home in the Golden Slipper.
Kiyomichi in front from Microphone and Liar.
And the stallion making Group 1 sired produce.
And Microphone's won it! Microphone's won the English sire.
Start with a Dali Stallion and the rest will follow.
Sydney's newest must-see home renovation destination is now open. Wide-line windows and doors, state-of-the-art Liverpool showroom features an impressive range of residential, designer and architectural designs on display. Experience window shopping like never before. See how your home will look and feel with our stunning contemporary 310 square metre showroom, plus find solutions to improve energy efficiency, acoustics, privacy and security. Wide-line Liverpool will bring your home reno vision to life. Located at 12 Home Pride Avenue, Warwick Farm, open 6 days.
Racing HQ, brought to you by Tab's new Odds and Evens. Simply pick whether the first two place getters will be odds, evens or split. Gamble responsibly.
It is Racing HQ with Sky Thoroughbred Central, Sky Sports Radio, looking at the last three races today at Rose Hill. By the way, in the last, the rider for ISO Rich is Jason Taylor, race 9, number 16. Righto, the Ming Dynasty quality, Matty Rocks coming out right on scratching time. Glenn Munsey would have changed the market here.
Yeah, that'd be Jess Taylor, Andrew, wouldn't it?
Jess Taylor. What am I saying? Jess. Yeah. Jess Taylor it is, yeah.
Yeah. Righto. Race 7, yeah, the Ming Dynasty here over the 1,400 metres. Alligator Blood down from the sunny coast for David Van Dyke. Ryan Maloney comes to town. It's a $5 chance. Quick Thinker is at $8. Rhaegar is at $18. Academy at $5.50. Subadar, the $2.60 favourite. Matty Rocks came out this morning, 22 cents a win and 16 cents a place. Reformist is a $14 chance. Savory with the blinkers on at $8. Mystery Trick with the blinkers on at $18. Satin Rain at $51. An aspect ratio is a $71 chance. Well, now with Matty Rocks out, and it was the dominant top pick here, most popular runner becomes Subadar, in front of Alligator Blood and then Quick Thinker, but nowhere near as much activity that was on Matty Rocks.
Is there much pace here, Simon?
I think it'll be solid, Andrew. Academy from the inside draw looks to press forward. Aspect Ratio presses forward. Savory with the blinkers on. Satin Rain and Mystery Chick won't be far away. So I think there's enough speed in here, Ron.
Yeah, I think so. Obviously, a lot of people's go-to horse was Matty Rocks here. I'm left with Academy now. I'm not 100% sold on the inside barrier by race 7, but they might be overdoing it by this stage and he can angle out to the better part of the track. I think he's good odds. He's won both his starts at the Warwick Farm and Kembla in nice style. He's had a beautiful tick over trial. And I think he's got something. He just got a little bit of quality about him, I think. So I'm happy to lean his way over the favourite, Subadar, who hasn't done anything wrong. And back to, obviously, first try, and the wet is the gamble, but back to its own age here, it certainly appeals. Of the other seven Reformist, I don't think there was any fluke in his first up win. He looked to have a bit of style about him. And I'm warming to Savory a little bit here as well, with the blinkers on. Just the 11-14 was just a little bit much for him there. Now that he's had the run at the 1400 and the blinkers going on, and his first win was in the soft, I'm sort of giving him more ticks than I was earlier on. 4, 5, 7, 8. I must say another horse in this race that I had more than one look at was Aspect Ratio at any old odds, and it might do something. 4, 5, 7, 8.
Yeah, good race, always with these lightly raced three-year-olds. It's always tricky who can make the big jump. I'm left with Subadar. I think he's going to be hard to beat. He's just so well set up. Good win on debut at Kembla and then beat the older horses at the course and distance last start. That should give him a good grounding for this. Whether he handles the wet track by Sepoy, that's obviously up in the air a bit. But you'd imagine or hoping he gets through it. I just think he's well set up to run well, so I think he's going to be hard to beat. Agree, I think Academy is the big danger. Showed plenty of ability in his maiden preparation. And the fact Mark Newnham comes here suggests he's got a pretty big opinion of the horse, because on handicap ratings, there's certainly easier options out there for him. So he's trialled up well, I thought. Penske got away there, but I thought he found the line well enough under Josh Parr, and think he can certainly run well here. Number 7, Reformist, surprised at big odds on debut, but I think he can take another big jump here. I thought he closed off really well. He appears well placed to make that jump. And number 1, Alligator Blood, certainly hasn't been helped by the handicapper here, giving weight away to a few promising types, but is in winning form, and you can't knock winners, so have to be some respect. But I think it's going to be a good form race here, but I'll lean to Subedar. My numbers 5, 4, 7, and 1.
Darren Flindell calling all the action, likes Reformist to do it again, number 7, to beat 5, 3, and 2. 7, 5, 3, and 2 in race 7. Last couple of races, Glenn, have been knocked around by scratchings. Take us through race 8 at the moment.
Yes, we'll go to race 8. I'll get off Hawkesbury and get back to race 8 here. Race 8 is the TAB handicap today. This is a benchmark 88 over 1,200 metres. So All Too Royal came out this morning, 6 cents a win and 7 cents a place. We start with Highland Beat here, who's a $23 chance. Mr Songman at $4. Petrology out no deduction. You Make Me Smile at $10. Beau Ideal, back as a gelding and with a lugging bit on, at $8. Desert Law, $3.30 and favourite. Hortbrion Her out this morning, 16 cents a win and 14 cents a place. Mort Again with the nasal strip off and the synthetic hoof filler off at $71. Piracy at 19. Rainier at 13. Fasika came out yesterday, 12 cents a win and 10 cents a place. Super Tycoon out no deduction. Grey Worm at $7.50. Murillo out this morning, 2 cents a win and 1 cent the place. So Taken at $7 and Condor out no deduction. Best supported runner now becomes, well, it was anyway, Desert Lord in front of So Taken and then Mr. Songman.
We've lost a few of the horses like Pasika and Hortbrion Her that could have been up on the pace, Simon.
Yeah, originally had this written down as a fast race, but I don't think that's the case anymore. You Make Me Smile. 4 of its 6 wins have been when leading. So I'd imagine from that draw, they take the race here and press forward early. Piracy, Mr. Songman, interesting to see, he could be the fly in the ointment. If they want to lead with him, You Make Me Smile, might have to do a bit of work to get across him. But apart from those three, I can't really see a lot of speed away from that, Rob.
No, he's pretty fast, You Make Me Smile. He's a bold strider. I think he'll clear them if he wants to. I really like this mare down the bottom, So Taken. I thought she did enough first up. She had 59 kilos in that pretty quick race, that prime candidate race. So she drops 5 kilos. The softer track definitely plays into her hands. They're only trying a heavy 8. She won at Warwick Farm that day. She's 1 second up in the past. Oh, I think she's a good gamble here now. I think Mr. Songman did enough first up after a long spell. It was just, although he had every hope, it was just match practice, I would have thought there. 6 Beau Ideal, I'm interested in any market moves to him. He's a French sprinter whose trials are okay, and he's going to be swooping late, I would expect. And, you know, I don't know why I've got him only fourth pick, Desert Lord. He's a very, very interesting horse. He's still learning, but he's very, very talented. Probably just the first up heavy angle, but if he can serve some energy, he's right in this race. 16.367.
Yeah, with you, Ronnie, with So Taken, I think she's going to be very hard to beat. She was good each way odds yesterday. Hopefully the deductions haven't ruined the price too much. But, yeah, want to be with her. Down in the weights, I thought she was good first up. She was a drifter on that occasion. So I'd imagine she might have been just a bit soft for that first up run. Interested to see what Lizzie thinks of her in the yard today. But she's a talented mare. She's placed in 8 of 11. She's Group 3 placed twice, narrowly beaten on one of those occasions. So the heavy track, she's already ticked that box, and she's got Kieran. She gets a nice suck run up the inside. Hopefully the inside isn't off and she gets her chance. But, yeah, one of the gambles of the day each way for me, So Taken. The danger, Mr. Songman, certainly won't be losing on the race with him. I thought he was very good first up. Should appreciate the step up to 1,200 metres. Might have gone off a bit early with him last start. But I think when he gets to 1,400, we'll certainly see not the best of him, but certainly heading in the right direction. But he can run well. Desert Lord, agree, Ronnie. Just had the first two in front of him, but how can you knock him? They resisted the temptation to go to Brisbane after that win. He's still learning, as you touched on. Big Roy's trial was great. Just got to handle the track. And number five, You Make Me Smile. I think if he leads, as mentioned, four of his six wins have come when leading. So if he leads, I think he can give a bit of cheek. But So Taken should get the right run and be hard to hold out. My number's 16, 3, 7 and 5.
Darren Flindell likes 3, Mr. Songman, to beat 7, 5 and 6. 3, 7, 5 and 6. The last over the 1,100 repeating ISO Rich number 16 is Jess Taylor. Glenn?
Yes, and this is the Australian Turf Club benchmark 78 over 1,100 metres. Here we go. Legend of Condor out, 3 cents a win and 3 cents a place. Black Magnum, $4.60. Master Ash out, 3 cents a win, 3 cents a place. Sheriff out, 3 cents a win, 3 cents a place. Blur Roche out, 6 cents a win, 7 cents a place. What Could Be out, no deduction. Bombarding out, 1 cent a win, nothing the place. Roosevelt is at $4.40. God of Thunder at $2.15 and favourite. November Man out, 3 cents a win and 4 cents a place. Superstar Bob out. No deduction. Condemned is a $5 chance. Spanish Dream at 13. Way Up in the Sky out, 12 cents a win and 13 cents a place. Ever So Rich out, no deduction. And ISO Rich is a $51 chance. Only a field of six now, so this new market, if you bet into the old market, you paid 1, 2, 3 with the deductions. You bet into the new market now, you paid 1, 2. A little bit of money this morning for Spanish Dream. If we go back to the old market, what is left of the runners here, the most popular runner is Black Magnum in front of God of Thunder, and third pick now would become of what's left, Roosevelt.
Okay. With only six, Simon, that's obviously changed the pace.
Yeah, I struggle to read my map, Andrew. There's that much pen on it. I'd say Spanish Dream, Isa Rich and Black Magnum, they're the three I have jostling for the front, Ronnie.
Yeah, it'll be a bit of a tactical fair here. I had Spanish Dream personally leading, but there's other options in the race, put it that way. I'm keen to back Roosevelt to beat this favourite. He's had a nice trial since going out too hard with that big weight first up. He likes it wet. Bowman Sticks. I think there's a bit to like about this horse here today, Roosevelt. And hopefully just ridden a quieter with last look at him down the middle here, he can swamp them. I do respect God of Thunder. His first run back as a gelding was good. So no knock there. He's the danger. I'm terrified this horse is going to haunt me, Black Magnum. I know he had a tough run the other day, but he punctured before the turn. That was awful. But back to 1,100 and wet. With a trial, maybe you've got to be forgiving a little bit. He just wasn't right that day. And best of the rest is the likely leader here. The other Godolphin horse in Condemned, who looks hard in the market here and fancied. 8, 9, 2, 12.
Yeah, no surprise. Same first four for me. I'll swing the other way in the Quinella with God of Thunder. Returned as a gelding, arguably should have won. Just didn't get the clearest passage to the line. Ran up to his peak there, which is a big tick for me first up. He should springboard off that and be hard to beat. Agree, Roosevelt, big danger going onto a heavy track after going down first up. Black Magnum, expect him to bounce back today. And of the rest, number 12, Condemned, can run well. But I'll swing the way of God of Thunder in the last. My numbers 9, 8, 2 and 12.
Darren Flindell over Roosevelt at his best bet of the day, number 8, to beat 9, 12 and 2. 8, 9, 12 and 2. Simon, you were keen about Come Play With Me.
Yeah, West is best, Andrew. Race 6, number 5, Come Play With Me.
All right, mate, you have a good day. Hope it's a winning one.
Yeah, cheers, Andrew. All the best.
Simon Donopoulos from Racing and Sports. What about your best here, Duff?
Yeah, I'm gambling on some unknown Sydney form here with Humboldt Current. Fresh blood, race 4, number 8. He carries my money. Geez, if I wish there was more speed in that last race at Caulfield today, and I'd be all over that top weight Knight's Watch the way he's trialling in Sydney, but still have something each way on him. But in Sydney, Humboldt Current.
Good on you, Duff. We'll hear from you right through the afternoon.
Thanks, Andrew.
Ron Dovesey completing our preview. Plenty of blue sky over the top of Rose Hill. That's fantastic.
Sky Sports Radio promises to bring you every incredible moment of the Sydney Spring Carnival.
50 up, summit out, summit out, course of the ball over.
September kicks off with a huge build-up to the Golden Rose, plus the Princess Series for the fillies. There's Provincial Cup action from Wyong and Newcastle, plus the George Main Stakes. And in greyhound racing, the TAB Million Dollar Chase is underway. This September, you won't miss a beat with Sky Sports Radio. Mendelssohn, you couldn't compose a better pedigree. A half-brother to 11-time Grade 1 winner, Beholder.
Beholder's going to go all the way.
And leading sire, Into Mischief.
Into Mischief wins the cup. Call Futurity.
The most versatile performer from this most brilliant family.
And full flight for the wire. Mendelssohn will go all the way.
Scat Daddy's best bred son at stud.
Mendelssohn by a conservative 17 lengths.
Mendelssohn, standing now at Coolmore.
There's a proportion of the population who can stay seated when they see a horse on television. They just look and think to themselves, there's a fast horse, and barely move a muscle. But then there are people that would see that horse and think, look at that beautiful three-year-old filly fly. And no amount of force could keep them seated. They'd be compelled to stand and cheer and encourage that good thing home. We're those people. TAB, long may we play. Gamble responsibly. Call Gamblers Help 1-800-858-858.
Lano, want some free advice?
Here we go. You said there's no such thing as something for nothing, and you said there's no such thing as a free lunch.
Get out the right side of the bed, did we?
You said there's no free rides in life.
But buy a free Chapping Lee right now. I will deliver and unbox it free.
Free?
And connect me free. And take away your old one free.
But you said...
Lano, there are free rides for fridges at Bing Lee.
Australian family owned for over 60 years.
Conditions apply.
You've won the plumbing contract. Now, all you need is to hire the extra staff and the equipment to deliver the project. So, you call OnDeck, the small business loan specialist. We've helped thousands of small business owners get ahead with loans of up to $250,000. Get approval in hours and funds in your account as early as the next business day. At OnDeck, we say yes to small business. So for a loan to help you get ahead, apply now at ondeck.com.au. All loans are subject to lender approval.
Interstate Form Preview, brought to you by TAB's new Odds and Evens. Simply pick whether the first two place getters will be odds, evens or split. Gamble responsibly.
Postmortem is the best way to start your racing week. Duffersey, Gately, Munsey will join host Terry Kennedy to reflect on all the weekend's feature racing. What will come from Rose Hill and Caulfield? Punters Postmortem, Monday morning from 9 on Sky Sports Radio.
Racing HQ, brought to you by TAB's new Odds and Evens. Simply pick whether the first two place getters will be odds, evens or split. Gamble responsibly.
Okay, sorry about that. We had a little issue. We're talking about Caulfield now, and I'll update on Wyong shortly as well. Of course, the first day of their cup double tomorrow with some feature racing. I'll just go and get the information now, given that it's a significant day for many tomorrow going there, and we know that they've had plenty of rain. I think I noted David Jewell, the CEO, tweeted out last night, 110 mil. So the track this morning is a heavy 10 and the rail at 3 metres. A heavy 10 and the rail at 3 metres. They've had 118 mil of rain in the last 24 hours. So we'll keep an eye on that over the next 24 hours, obviously, but a heavy 10 at this stage. David Gately to join us shortly, but Mark Hutter's online. Morning to you, Mark.
Morning, Andrew.
Looking forward to this with the Group 1 Memsey. Good quality lineup, particularly Elise and a few horses coming out. And I looked at it yesterday, Fundamentalist, a five-time Group 1 runner-up.
Yeah, it is a good meeting, Andrew, and I think I'm not sure she'll improve on her record today.
Okay. The weather down there, fine and clear.
Look, it's blowing a gale, Hoss. It's really kicking up to, I think the forecast is 40 km/h northerly winds, which always plays havoc with the leaders. Horses have to get cover, particularly from the chute. So it's warm, it's windy, and we'll just have to watch what effect that has on how the races are run.
Okay, David Gately joins us in our Melbourne studio this morning. Morning to you, Gator.
Very good morning, Andrew. How are you?
Very well indeed. The first race today at 12:25. How's the confidence around this program, given what Mark's just said? The weather or that wind may play a role. It can at Caulfield.
It certainly can, and you know, notice horses like Pippi have been heavily backed, and she will lead. So we will have to keep an eye on things, not only wind but track pattern. To answer your question, look, I've been more confident leading into a meeting. There's a lot of horses here resuming or second up, so we'll see how we go.
All right, well, let's have a look at them. The first race at 12:25. Number one, Naval Warfare, is the $4 favourite at this stage. Number five, Exemplar, at $4.20. Number three, Al Faris, at $4.40. Six, Jinder, at $5.50. But at this stage, not a lot of activity. Mark, Naval Warfare, the $4 favourites.
Yes, it's a race full of imposters, Hoss. For the record, I will tip number five, Exemplar, who's had the two runs from a spell. It has been okay. It was pretty good first up. Then never, ever put into the race last time. Widest runner on the turn, had no hope. On the quick back up out to 2,400 metres, I think they'll bunch up on the home turn. I hope it comes to the outside. And it's probably the only horse in the race I could entertain. To beat number one, Naval Warfare, it's getting fitter. It didn't do much at all last time, but getting out to 2,400 metres, box seats. Three Al Faris was basic last time. Recent trial just okay, but I'm not sure where you go in the race. And four, another Coldy. It seems happy running fifth or sixth, but it's got some chance in this sort of race. 5, 1, 3, and 4.
Yeah, look, it's not a strong confidence race here either. Exemplar has had excuses. Both runs back for mine. Was back and wide, made an early move first up and then had no hope against the pattern last time, back and wide in no man's land. I think they sit closer here. Good enough to group three place at home. So good enough, I think, to win this. Naval Warfare, terrific return. Then a forgive run last time. Leader dominated. It set a slow speed and raced away. It was an on-pace race. Nothing changed. Now gets to 2,500. All his staying form last prep was really good. So, and that was around group horses, or at least potential group horses. Al Faris did enough first up at the mile. Quickly to 2,400. My gut feel says one more. And Jinder, not sure drying tracks any help, but down in the weights and in form. And fit. 5, 1, 3 from six.
5, 3, 1.
We'll go 5, 1, 3, 6.
5, 1, 3, and 6 there. For Matt Hill, calling all the action, he likes Jinder number 6 to beat 5, 3, and 1. 6, 5, 3, and 1. Race 2 is over the 1,200. Down in Saddlecloth Hoarder here. Number 3, Chestar, resumes at $5 at the moment. 4, Mastering at $5.50. Number 9, Sam's Image at $16. Number 12, Dawn Dawn for Hawks Racing at $6.50. Gododdin is at $11. Ruben Blur at $9. And right at the bottom is 16, Diamond Effect, $3.50 right now for Clinton McDonald. So it's near enough to favourite here, the bottom one. How do you see it, Gator?
Well, I see it as a very good benchmark 78. I think the ratings band is a blatant lie. I think it's a borderline group race, sort of listed sort of level. I was with Dawn Dawn first up, off a really good first trial, then a quiet second trial. They went up just the wrong price, $21. She ended up starting, you know, around, I guess, her right quote, given the winner of the race was Prime Candidate, who was heavily backed, sat up outside the lead, controlled, kicked away whilst this girl was held up. I think she should have finished closer to that guy without beating him. He subsequently ran well again. I think that if she's good enough to be on the heels of Booker here in a Group 3, she can certainly win this. Chestar resumes gelded, trialed solid, has beaten Heart Conquered. I think that race would win a lot of benchmark 78s and beyond. Ruben Blur, terrific late behind the smart one in Sylvia's Mother, then found the fast lane last time and won brilliantly. Bravo Tango's a good horse. If he can chase Tin Hat, who went on to win a group race in fast time, he's in the game. Diamond Effort's the other absolute must. Mastering's trialed exceptionally well. Great race. I think it's an exotics sort of race. 12, 3, 14 and 1.
Yeah, very tough race. I'm with number four, Mastering. I just think the blinker's going back on. I loved its recent trial. I can see it about seventh or eighth, maybe following something like Diamond Effort through, just needing the brakes to come from the 400. And I think if that happens, it'll really savage the line to beat number six, Diamond Effort. Should be able to hold up leaders back. Was good first up, can only be fitter. Number three, Chestar, resumes as a gelding. Has to probably lead to win, so the start important, has trialled well. And 14, Ruben Blur, who's coming off good Flemington runs, but early in career, put a fantastic run in here at Caulfield. Got the little claim for Lockie King, sure to be hitting the line. Good race, 4, 16, 3, and 14.
Your thoughts? Okay, so what are those numbers, Mark? 4?
16, 3 and 14.
Okay. And for Matt Hill, it's 16 diamond effort to be 12, 14 and 4. 16, 12, 14 and 4. Gady, you mentioned Booker there coming back to racing. It was interesting which way they could have gone, but they're racing again, resuming next week in the McEwen at Moonee Valley.
Yeah, it'd be a nice race for her. Obviously, she's high class. She's a Group 1 winner with, you know, the Oakley Plate. And not only that, she won the fastest Oakley Plate in history.
Okay. So no wonder they've decided to press on. I thought they might have gone to the breeding barn, but they've decided to race on.
So. Well, I guess there's plenty of time for that, isn't there? I mean, if I had her, I'd go around again, but it's just some more fun.
Yeah, exactly. For us, backing her anyway.
Yeah, that's right.
Race number 3, it's over the 1,400 metres. Savopinski, number 1, is at $10 for Dynamic Syndications. 2 Music Bay at 4. 4 My Pendant at $2.10 right now at Tab. 5 Shakora, $6.50. 9 Betty Ray Ruby is at 9, and they are the ones in the market here. So My Pendant, again, not a lot of movement this morning, Mark, currently at $2.10.
Yeah, I think a win toss, a small field, probably settles last. Just has to get a track into the race and come to the outside. The way it's hitting the line, it was good first up, was a good win on the heavy second up. No worries back on the dry. I just think it's too good, and I think it runs them down and wins. To beat number 5, Shakora, going well, gets a lovely run behind them from the good draw. I think number 1, Savopinski's the big query here, resuming for the new stable. Can't really get a guide on its recent trials. They're on wet ground. It's just hopeless on wet ground, so won't shock to see it go much better here on the dry. And I put number 2, Music Bay, in next. Bit of an assignment, first up, 1,400 metres. That's the little query there. But I think 4's too good. 4, 5, 1, 2.
Yeah, I think there's probably 2.5 winning hopes. I think My Pendant deserves to be favourite. Certainly short enough, but it was a top return up the middle of the track. The winner, Sylvia's mother's pretty smart, ran time, as we well know. Ruben Blur back in third, subsequently won really well. So went to 1,400, chased well, won. Her only top two missed the day she was lame, so I think we'll forgive that. Music Bay resumes. Nice trial. She's a quality mare. She was probably the best run in the race, fresh last time in. And her previous fresh run, she chased Smart Melody, who I think would be short here. I think she's got a bit of quality. Savopinski resumes. Forget her last fresh run. She was luckless. Her previous fresh run, she was on the heels of Osborne Bulls. She was outsped in the jump-outs on affected ground. 800, it's no guide, I agree. And Flying Sardine won a lot of races at home. 10 of the 11, though, on wet ground. And back to 1,400, the query there. So my 2.5, 4, 2, 1, then 3.
Okay. For Matt Hill, number 5, Shakora's the top fancy to beat 4, 2 and 6, 5, 4, 2 and 6. Just an update on our good mate Dean Lester. Heard from him yesterday that he's just progressing. He's getting over some ill health, as we know, and we've been telling you, and many people are craving for
him.
Nothing wrong with you two guys,
but sure.
People have been craving for Dean Lester. He'll come back when he feels like he can put in a good campaign. There's no point in coming back for one day rather than 100 days. So once he's right and everything's like that, he'll be back with us. But it's good to have Gator filling in for him right now. To race 4, this is the Heatherley Handicap, Heatherley Stakes, I should say, over the 1,700 metres. Ambitious. It just hasn't fired here at all, has it? It's a $26 chance. Gaily Chieftain at 21. 3 Steel Prince, guaranteed a Melbourne Cup start now at $4.40. Down to 6, Captain Cook at $8.50. 7, Etymology at 12. 9, Guzzo at $5.50. Samara number 9 has gone 23, 19 and now 17 in the last hour, number 9. Number 12, Valac, is a $13 chance. 13, Super Titus at $8. The 14 here is at $6, and Twilight Run is at $13. So Samara just tightening at longer odds. Steel Prince resumes here at $4.40.
Well, look, I think he's a bit thin in the market. Look, my form's done. The 12:30 Wednesday deadline, certainly not a market out. I think if I had my time again, I'd probably go Super Titus over him. But I kept coming back to him, as in Steel Prince, because he just never runs poorly.
You can change on this show, Gator.
Oh, no.
No, this is live radio, mate. No. This is live. We are live, not on Wednesday at 12:30.
Dangerous territory, you know. That
no,
if you change
it
your,
selection. No, our listeners would very much respect.
I'll tell you what I'll do. Yeah. I'll keep the same order, and I'll do that till the day I die. However, I will reference that Super Titus at the price is probably a smarter play today. Okay. But Steel Prince, he's just a really good horse. I think he was able to win off a similar break fresh last time in. It's probably a different scenario here, given he's already assured a Melbourne Cup start. So do they need him wound up? Obviously not. You know, apparently there's a lot of improvement in him from what I'm seeing from the track work. So, look, I'm going to land on him on top. But Super Titus, I think, is the over the odds and the danger. A really good jump out before the good return behind Romancer won again. Gets to 1,700 tick. Good enough to beat, you know, Lord Belvedere at home. Benetot's flying. I'm scared she wants further sooner rather than later, but she's a ripper. And Captain Cook might want further than the extra 100 here as well. So, look, tough one. Tough to sort. 3, 13, 14, 6 for me.
Yeah, it's a completely messy race. There's just no speed at all to complicate things, and a lot of horses resuming. I'll go with number 8, Guizzo. I just think it's the one, hard and fit. You know what you're going to get. Lovely ride last time. Got the money. It's going to be parked 4th, 5th, 6th, somewhere there on the fence. Just need the same brakes it got last time to be right in the finish to beat number 6, Captain Cook. May need further. It was good first up, but going to be hitting the line hard. I thought 12, Valak. Coming off a little freshen, probably looks the early leader and did trial okay. And massive odds here, number 4, Self Sense, who just took no part first up, couldn't keep up. They've since gone back to the trials with the blinkers on in a pretty fast trial, and it was tracking into the race at the 400. So just looked a lot more interested there with the blinkers on. Not hopeless here at big odds. I'll go 8, 6, 12 and 4.
8, 6, 12 and 4. Yeah, I was talking to the Bright Oak Stable. Blinkers on, and they've been schooling since that last run. 13 is the fancy for Matt Hill, Super Titus, to beat 6, 8 and 4. 13, 6, 8 and 4. 14, I should say. We're very flexible here, Gator.
Sure.
You can move around. You can do whatever you want.
You know what I've found in my time in racing, that if you change a tip, everyone thinks you're hiding something. So I'll never again for the rest of my life.
No, you'll be right. You'll be right. You've well explained it there. Captain Cook. Was there a Captain Cook from New Zealand that raced over there?
It was, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, certainly was.
Yeah, this one from the UK.
And according to our Prime Minister, he circumnavigated Australia, so...
He did.
Might have been Matthew Flinders, but anyway, he's a pretty smart guy.
Yeah, he got around, he found us, that was the main thing.
Mm-hmm.
Race 5, the McNeil Stakes. Dubious, just overcoming a foot abscess, and they didn't want to take a chance, so it's come out this morning. Sebricate, number 2, an $8 chance. 3, King of Hastings at $4.40. 4, how do you pronounce this one, Mark?
Super Seth, I would have thought, Andrew.
Super Seth at $3.70. Piedra, number 5, at $6. Atlandos, number 6, at $21. 7, Shotmaker, at $8. Bacala, at $26. And Missile Mantra, just easing a little bit, at $4.60. Sebricate's been 11 into 8 over the last hour here. Mark, you have a little interest in Super Seth?
Super Seth and Shotmaker, Hoss.
And Shotmaker.
Them,
you're becoming a Leviathan owner.
No, little interest is the right description there. I like Piedra here. I love that win over Condos Express at Sale on the dry, the turn of foot, then went to Sandown, small field, probably not ideally suited, but put paid to them pretty comfortably. I think it and Super Seth will be last and second last or near enough to in the run, and I just think the race fitness on the side, Piedra can come sweeping down the middle and a terrific each-way chance to beat 4 Super Seth. Actually text one of the main owners in the horse and told him I thought Pedro will win, and I won't read out his reply, but fair to say he thinks I'm wrong. Good reports from the stable. It's going terrific. It looks like it's come back super. Worked with King of Hastings, had it covered during the week. I think it'll charge down the outside. Number 7, Shotmaker. He don't think he went a yard in that heavy track trial. Getting back onto the dry box seating should put him right in the right spot to challenge. And maybe number 9, Missile Mantra, who's coming off weaker races, trialled well. Just minding its own business back in the field, should run on them. Looking from down the centre here, 5 to beat 4, then 7 and 9.
Yeah, really good race. Look, I'll tip Super Seth here and keep everyone off my back. Warmed up nicely late in a recent jump out. Looked a star in the first 2 wins. Sectionals home in the Caulfield win at start 2 were outstanding. I think he went from about 10th fastest, 4-2, to quickest of the day. Such a good sign. Sebricate, they went up $14, this horse, and I think that was a mistake, win, lose, or draw. Led, got Winburn from Bivouac, but it's hardly a shock given that horse has absolutely smashed the clock. This guy beat everything else and would have actually beaten all the fillies on the day, would have beaten Accelerate. So he'll give you a nice side, I think, at a price. It's been taken, though. King of Hastings beat a smart one in Sizzlefly before the break. I thought Trial better than Shotmaker, and he's a better horse. And Predra, the Condos Express form's obviously very good. Mm. That horse improved with blinkers on, though, needs to be said. Then beat another spruced horse in Knock Knock at Lakeside. Third horse was Treaty of Seville, who ran quite well last week in the Condos Express race. So clearly can make a case there. 4, 2, 3, and 5.
Yeah, it's a good little race, isn't it, even despite the scratching of Dubious. Matt Hill likes number 7, Shotmaker, to beat 4, 5 and 9. 7, 4, 5 and 9. And talking with Mick Price during the week, briefly, Mark, I think they had another race that they could have easily gone to with Shotmaker. So, you know, it shows us that they're ready to go.
Hoss, from day one, you've never heard a bigger spruik on a horse than Shotmaker. The minute he stepped into work, Mick Price has always put a big rap on him. Mm. They were going to go to the Packet and Maiden yesterday for an easy win, which obviously they didn't race there. I think when they saw the nominations for the race here come out, they were happy to take these on.
Yep, understand. All right, to the Heath. Another of the possibles, you know, another race that horses need to run in to contest the Scalacci, and the winner of the Scalacci makes it to the Tab Everest. And Ball of Muscles down there trying to win the race again. Number one, currently at Tab, $4.40. Number three, Gitra at $5.50. Four, Vega Magic at $2.10. Malaguera, number five, at $7.50. And then we've got Crystal Dreamer at 17 and Glenall at 18. So the market tells us Vega Magic at 210. How do you see? I mean, Ball the Muscle, he trucked around to win this race last year.
Yeah, he did, and he beat a horse called Voodoo Lad. Subsequently won a Group 1. Interestingly, Vega Magic won fresh two preps ago on dry ground and beat Voodoo Lad easily. So a nice, easy line to draw. The reality is Vega Magic's the best weighted horse you'll see all month, and the set weights and penalties, he's a Group 1 horse. What he'll probably do here is, from gate one, is just track Ball of Muscle, slipstream him with a good young rider on. He'll make it, this kid, and just peel off his back, I think, and hopefully be a bit too strong for him in the later stages. But Ball of Muscle's no slouch. I just don't know if he can give 2 kilos to Vega. Mm. Malaguera's obviously a star. He's won 5 times fresh. He's Group 1 winner. I'm not sure 1100's right in the wheelhouse, but I think he'll run well. And Gitra can't possibly win at the weights, but can run well because that's what he does. Well, I am 4, 1, 5 and 3.
Yeah, nothing to add. 4, 1, 5, 3, Vega Magic. The two recent trials, or the most recent two trials, one without blinkers was quite good. Then the blinkers went on up the straight. Absolutely flew, must have firm footing, gets that here. I just think it's too good for them, particularly at the weights. To beat number one, Ball of Muscle, come spearing out and take a stack of running down. 5, Malaguera, would need a war up front to be able to run over the top, I think. And number 3, Gitra, who's going well, much harder race than 58 kilos. 4, 1, 5, 3.
Matt Hill likes Ball of Muscle to do it again. Number 1 to beat 4, 3 and 6. 1, 4, 3 and 6 for Matt in the Heath Race 6. Race 7, the Cochrane. And number 1, Aphrodite at $8.50 at Tab. 2, Spanish Whisper at 13. Number 5, Embrace Me at 15. Down to 9, Fidalia at 11. 11, Sylvia's Mother, got mentioned there earlier on in the race. $3.50 right now, 11, Sylvia's Mother. But Pippi's the favourite, number 13 for John and Chris Maher, currently at $2.60. Barrier 6 or 7 for Pippi. How does it set up here, the Cochrane, Mark?
It'll be in front after about 1 or 2 strides, Andrew. There's absolutely no pressure in the race. It'll spear out. It'll take control of the race. I would imagine Sylvia's Mother parks right on its back. They, barring that big headwind or the track ruining leaders' chances, they should totally dominate the race, and I just think it's going to be impossible for those at the back to make enough ground. So I think Pippi will lead, dictate, kick and win. I think Sylvia's Mother on its back is certainly the danger. They'll come away next best. A couple of the run-ons, number 9, Fidelia. Not sure how it gets into the race close enough to win, but gee, it's trial well. It's going to be running on. And 5, Embrace Me, another one who'll be charging out of the pack. But just think the way the race sets up, impossible to make ground, 13-11, then 9-5.
Yeah, look, she was terrific, obviously. Pippi at Caulfield, she led. She did not loaf at all. She was 6.7 lengths above the class average and won by 3 lengths. She was untouched. I think Ben Mellon broke into a sweat and still ran fast time. So 1,200 is no issue. As reference, looks the only leader. Barring, you know, that sort of fierce headwind, she looks the winner. Sylvia's Mother's a really good mare, though, as well. Her times at Flemington were exceptional. She tracks and gets the wind cover from Pippi. And with 6 rating points advantage, she's well weighted on level weights with Pippi. Spanish Whisper resumes. I think she's a handy mare. She was beaten by Embrace Me in the Typhoon Tracy, but ran very well and then won the CUNY in good style off a wide run in good time. Embrace Me, that was the first time she was ridden ice cold in that Typhoon Tracy, and she was outstanding. So I've got her in the mix as well. But 13-11 from 2-5.
You're right there with Sylvia's having a rating of 100, with Pippi rising, hopefully, beyond 100.
And that's the thing, isn't it, with ratings? I mean, they're great for after the race. The problem is we've got to find the winner before.
Yeah, exactly. 13 for Matt Hill. Pippi to beat 9-1 and 5. 13-9-1-5. The big group one is the New Zealand Bloodstock Mimsy Stakes. And number one, Hartnell, there again at $7.50, just easing out in the last little while with Tab. 2, Blackheart Bard at 51. Humidor is currently at $18. Material Man, 81. Scales of Justice, just tightening a little bit in the last 10 minutes, 480 into 460. Cliff's Edge, easing to $9. Dispatch at 31. Sochi Bond, currently 23. Be Good to Your Mother, $8.50. Caesar, easing to 31. Elise, 340, now 330 in the last 20 minutes, number 11. Uhud at 34. And Fundamentalist, a $15 chance. So they're the current prices, with a couple of horses being tinkered with the Tab guys. Can I ask Mark, how will it set up? There's the obvious two. Will it be hard pace?
Possibly. Cliff's Edge will lead from 2, and I think Mark Zara will rate the horse where, I don't know what effect the wind will have, but he usually lets Cliff's Edge roll along, and I think he would do the same. I think Be Good to Your Mother, you would imagine, has to go forward to get outside the leader, and that leaves... Dispatcher's got the blinkers on, is the interesting one. I just hope it doesn't get too keen and sort of make them all work. And Scales of Justice, just getting a lovely run there from gate 5, should slot across. Absolute run of race.
Mm. How do you see it? Similar way, Gator?
Yeah, I think it's Cliff's Edge, Be Good to Your Mother 1-2 with Fundamentalist, Scales of Justice just tucked in behind them. Mm. But I'm expecting them to run along at sort of Group 1 standard, and that's what didn't happen last time. Cliff's Edge was able to get away with about 6 or 7 lengths below that class average. So he won't get that luxury today, I don't think.
And Be Good to Your Mother's been in a set, like the, it was able to dictate last run too.
Where he was 4 lengths below average. And look, he ran useful time. His best win in his career, though, he rolled along. So I think that's the key to him.
Mm. What are you tipping, Gator, in the Memsie?
Well, Elise is the class act here. She had a far from an ideal run first up in Sydney. She made a long, sustained wide run into a fierce headwind and beat Invincible Gem, which to the eye isn't a great scalp, but Invincible Gem then was close up last week, wasn't she, in the Group 1 Winks. Daylight to the rest. She flies second up. She won the Futurity here in the autumn despite a wide run. She was too good for Hartnell & Co. At 1400, and that's probably the case again. Scales of Justice bolted in fresh in quick time. Beaten as an odds-on favourite in Adelaide, but the run was exceptional. He was wide on a hot speed. Dallas Sun, the star three-year-old, had a cold run off his back and ran him down. Overall time quick from his map, whereas Elise might be posted. If she's posted facing the breeze today, there's trouble, and he might be give a kick and be too good for her on the day, you know, even though she's probably a bit more classy animal. Fundamentalist meets Be Good to Your Mother, 7.5 better at weight for age. I think they're both in the game, but I think it's either 11 or 5 win from 9-13.
Yeah, number 11, Elise for me. I think go back, get cover, then Damien just has to pull the right rein from the 700 to the 400. Track into the race, and I think her turn of foot can get over the top and get the cash to beat number 6, Cliff's Edge. I think he leads. I think he's getting hard and fit now, that stage where he's going to be very hard to run down. 1, Hartnell, I thought he was good first up, gets that cheap run behind him, and 5, Scales of Justice. Good win first up, and then just a bit impatient for mine second up, gets a lovely run behind him, should present at the right time. 11, 6, 1 and 5.
11's the fancy for Matt Hill as well. Elise A to beat 1-9 and 6. 11, 1-9 and 6. The Memsy at 10-5. The last here, Night's Watch for Chris Waller. Duff likes it off its trials. $5 at the moment with Tab. Iconoclasm at $8.50. Quafila at 13. Down to number 8, Seaburge at 19. 10, Ashin Rook at 15. The next one right in the market is Antar, number 14, at $7. 16 Hangman at 15. An Age of Chivalry gets the start yesterday with the scratchings. Now $2.90 at the moment for Allerton and Zara, number 18. And that other one, Mark, didn't get a run. Rocks the Castle.
No, it didn't, Hoss. And gee, if leaders aren't disadvantaged by this stage of the day, I think number 18, Age of Chivalry, will win. It's just going to get a picnic in front. There's no pressure. It's fitter for that last win. You can just see 54 kilos, D-Lane dominating the race. And I can't see how they run it down to beat number one, Night's Watch. I can see why Duff likes it. It's trialling terrific for the new stable. Going to be buried inside, just needing a bit of luck getting through, but it'll get out of the pack and charge. Number 16, Hangman. Great win Boxing Day there first up. It needs to be ridden the same way. I loved its recent trials. And four, Quafila. Good win first up last time in. I'm not sure the race will be run the way that one was. It'll be running on, but looks a speed mapper's delight here, Hoss. 18 to beat 1, 16 and 4.
Yeah, I'm with him as well. Age of Chivalry should have won first up in my very humble, then led. Set a solid clip. He didn't walk in front. It was about, you know, it was right on sort of class average and still ran useful overall figures. So drops a couple of kilos in weight here. And, yeah, if the wind doesn't take the juice out of the tank, then he's going to be hard to run over. Night's Watch, the last fresh run was a one-and-a-half length third to Avilius, and it was a terrific run. He's trialling better than he did this time, this prep than last prep, in my humble. Iconoclasm came inside them. Wrong day for that at Flemington, forgive. He's run well in a Group 1 Cantala in a really fast race, so he can well and truly win this. I think $9 is overs. Antar didn't have much hope first up. On Pace Trifecta came wide a long way from home. And Tribal Wisdom goes in the quaddie as the best roughie. But 18, 1, 2 and 14 for me.
Okay. For Matt Hill, it's 18 to beat 7, 14 and 4. 18, 7, 14 and 4. So they are the tips for the nine races from the boys. Gator, have you got a good thing?
Well, I certainly hope so. Race 6, number 4, Vega Magic, will make our best for the day, mate.
Race 6, number 4. And Mark, how do you play it?
Hoss will go race 3, number 4, My Pendant, and race 9, number 18, Age of Chivalry.
Age of Chivalry. So 3, 4, and 9, 18.
Yeah, all right. Race 2, number 5.
Race 2, number 5 at Warwick, Nabil, is it? Okay, let me get the app going back to Caulfield. Back from Caulfield, I should say. What's the name of it?
Supersize.
Supersize. Race 2, number 5 for the Valors at $2.70 right now. So you're going really safe here now. You need a winner, don't you, with those extra ones?
Oh, it's only been 3 months, Hoss. We're getting closer.
Can't rush these things.
Yeah, no. Race 2, number 5, the extra one from Mark. Good luck with your horses today, mate. Have a good day.
Thanks, Hoss. See you later.
Thanks, Mark. Mark Hunter there. And Gator, you have a good day today. Back plenty of winners, we hope.
That's the plan, mate. Thanks.
Thanks, mate. So that's the preview for Caulfield. Keep an eye on the wind situation. We might try and chase up Jason Kerr between now and 11 o'clock just to get a bit of a run through on that wind direction. Which way is it blowing and is it head on and where it's going to be head on? So stand by for that. As soon as we find Jason, we'll bring it to you. It's 9:30 Sky Sports Radio.
Don't whinge and whine about the traffic. Think of the wine you'll have at home. A glass of Windy Peak Cabernet Merlot by De Bortoli, of course. Here's the traffic.
If you're house hunting now, you'll probably be bank hunting on Monday. Talk to a NAB mobile banker. They can even come to you. NAB, more than money. Terms and conditions and lending criteria apply. At Casula, there's been a two-car accident on the Hume Highway at Ingham Drive, affecting traffic in both directions. If you're off to Wollongong at Madden's Plains on the M1 southbound approaching Appin Road, we've got an accident as well. And in North Parramatta, a two-car accident, Kissing Point Road westbound at James Roos Drive. It's the MY19 model clearance at Volkswagen. Get the Golf Trendline from only $24,990, drive away at a dealership near you. T's and C's apply. Visit Volkswagen.com.au. I'm Alex Straw, number one in racing on Sky Sports Radio.
Punters Postmortem is the best way to start your racing week. Duffercy, Gately, Munsey will join host Terry Kennedy to reflect on all the weekend's feature racing. What will come from Rose Hill and Caulfield. Punters Postmortem, Monday morning from 9 on Sky Sports Radio.
Lano, want some free advice?
Here we go. You said there's no such thing as something for nothing, and you said there's no such thing as a free lunch.
Get out the wrong side of the bed, did we?
You said there's no free rides in life.
But buy a free Chaplin Lee right now. I will deliver and unbox it free.
Free?
And connect me free. And take away your old one free.
But you said...
Lano, there are free rides for fridges at Bing Lee.
Australian family owned for over 60 years.
Conditions apply.
Dali Stallions have sired three of the four juvenile Group 1 winners this season, including the Group 1 Blue Diamond.
Liar over the top! Liar's won the diamond!
The first three home in the Golden Slipper.
Can you meet you in front from microphone at Liar?
And the stallion making Group 1 sired produce.
And microphone's won it! Microphone's won the English side!
Start with a Dali Stallion, and the rest will follow.
The Big Sports Breakfast Grand Final Lunch is on again. Join your host TK and Loz in the Grand Ballroom at Royal Randwick Wednesday, October the 2nd. The fun kicks off at 12:30 when your Master of Ceremonies, Dave Stanley, welcomes you to enjoy a gourmet three-course lunch, five-hour beverage package, and to rub shoulders with royalty of the NRL and racing world. The midweek Randwick meeting will be in full swing, as will the Sky Racing Tipsters, who'll be doing their best to send you home a winner. Tickets $195 per person, available at AustralianTurfClub.com.au.
Racing HQ, brought to you by Tabs New Odds and Evens. Simply pick whether the first two place getters will be odds, evens or split. Gamble responsibly.
And don't forget also those bonus bet offers through the tab today. Races 1 to 5 out at Rose Hill. If your horse runs second or third, you'll get a bonus bet back up to $50. And if you're in a tab venue, you'll get races 6 and 7 as well, as long as you're on your tab app. Put up the venue there so people know that you're in a tab. But for races 1 to 5 is the setup there for Rose Hill today. Michael Maxworthy, good morning in Brisbane.
Good morning, Andrew. I'm here at Eagle Farm getting ready for our preview on Sky Thoroughbred Central in about half an hour. And I can tell you it's a beautiful day, not a cloud above. The rail's out 3 metres at Eagle Farm today, and the going is good. A good four, but it will eventually get to a three.
60 mil of irrigation water sprayed on the track this week. That tells us just how well this track copes with it. It's remarkable.
Well, we've just been in a drought up here, and all the rain that they've been getting in Sydney, I just wish they'd send a little bit of it north, Andrew. Another dry week being predicted for southeast Queensland is coming 7 days.
Yeah, the country all around the place. There's areas that have got drenched that they'd love to spread it. Righto, let's have a look at the mate. The Tab Cutis, the three-year-old fillies, the first. Nye Dorp is at $3.60, number one. Two, Zack Attack is at $3.90. Six, Better Thinking at $3.80. They're the main ones in the market, but not a lot between them. Which way are you going?
Look, it's a case of the proven versus potential here, and I'm going with the proven runner in Needorf. Now, the 1,000 metres here is nasty when you draw out, and she's got stall number 11. But when you look at her form compared to the others, she's clearly been there and done that. She had a couple of starts during the early part of the Winter Carnival and placed in both of those stakes races behind Perudo and Diamond Thunder. She's had a barrier trial. She won the trial, beating Garibaldi, and she's since looked pretty good in a jump out on Tuesday. She just has to overcome the alley. Even if she's three deep, gets a bit of cover, I think Needorf will be too good. To beat number six, Better Thinking, there's been very good money for this filly trained by Tony Sears. She was impressive in Toowoomba a month ago at her only start when she led, and she won very, very easily, and her time was good. Throwing in number two, Zack Attack, definitely. Toby and Trent Edmonds, three-year-old filly by I'm Invincible. She was very green when she won her maiden at her only start at Doomben back in March. She's since trial well. Inside Gate is a big kick for her. And then number three, Clairview Missy, to sit back and run on. But I'm going with the class in Needorf number one to beat 6-2 and three.
Race number two, can YPO do it today? Number one, hasn't won for ages. It's $2.30 right now in favourite. Four single bullets up there for Gary Portelli, currently at 380. And Misery number three, opened up 14, got to 10 about half an hour ago, and now $8, number three.
Yeah, it's been 496 days since YPO. I think it was the Mick Dipman during the carnival a couple of years ago that he won. Ever since then, his form has been solid at a reasonably high sprint level. But he's got this habit of missing the kick, and he's likely to do that again today. But, Andrew, this is not a strong open handicap by any means. And we saw him miss the kick this track and distance a fortnight ago when second behind Invincible Gangster. But the plan B was, if he missed the kick, to ride him quietly. And that's what Jackson Murphy did. And under his 60 kilos, he ran on strongly. So he's got a good gait. McGillivray goes on today, and he'll have a plan A and a plan B. But I think overall his form is superior. So I've got to go with him. I don't know that I'd be rushing into the 230, though. I think this is a nice race for Gary Portelli's single bullet. He was good on McKenzo last start. I think he was only beaten about three lengths. He went back from a wide gate, tucked in, found Malign OK out wide. Definitely the five to Sani Tom, so he doesn't know how to run a bad race. And two Bumwa will be lurking on the rails, probably just behind them. But I think today's the day, one YPO to beat 4-5-2.
Race three, a benchmark 75. Ocean Addict, another here for Toby and Trent Edmonds, currently at $2.80 in favourite. Two Jake's Hill at $4.20. And Mac Denife, number five, is up there for Chris Waller at $5. And I will say a little bit of support here for Capella, number four. It's been 11 to 9 this morning.
All right. No confidence at all in this race, Andrew. At nine races today, I love eight of them. I don't like this at all. What happened to Mac Denife last Saturday? He was terrible. He was heavily backed and was gone. 600 metres out, beaten 10, so no idea what we're going to get from him today. At his best, he could win it, but we're in the wilderness there as to what he's going to do. I'm going to take the punt on the seven Ocean Addict simply because a lot of these horses are inconsistent, where she is consistent. She ran second to Il Wendo last start, and she went forward for the first time, and those tactics seemed to work. She was only a little over a length off Il Wendo at the end. So I think she'll go forward here. And she's pretty fit. I think she'll see out the mile and a half for 2,400. Three Sensationality, trained by John Manzerman in the north of the state. She's a pretty tough mare, and she's likely to lead here with a three-kilo claim. Could be hard to catch. Number two, Jake's Hill, and then one, Kelstorm. 7, 3, 2, and 1.
Race number four, and number three looks like Elvis is the favourite here at $1.75. It's been $2.25 when it opened, but obviously we've had the four and the 12 come out. Right now, $1.75, number three. Five, Magnifier at $4.20. And Island Missile, number 10, running up there today, currently at $8.50.
Yeah, it looks like Elvis. He's a pretty popular horse. I love him. He gets 100% all of the time. Everywhere he races, he's raced in Sydney and in Melbourne. And I think he'll win today. The difference is last time when we declared him, they let us get $3.90. But today, they're really not letting us on, Andrew. But look, he should justify his short quote. In these Class 6 plates, he's so well handicapped. In fact, he bolted in last start a fortnight ago here, but he actually drops in weight, 2.5 kilos, and he's got a similar draw to get the same run, so he should win. This is a little bit harder. Five Magnifier is a very competitive horse, but I think Elvis has got the wood on Magnifier. Seven Cormac for Chris Waller. Now, he's warming up nicely, this fella. He's third up, eye-catching second up at Durban when covering plenty of ground. And then nine, the Bandit, now with Team Ma, expecting to get a nice, cosy run just in behind the speed on the rails. 3, 5, 7, and 9.
3, 5, 7, and 9. To race five at Eagle Farm. This is a handicap over the 1,400. And Fortensky here, number five, is the $3.50 favourite. It's eased a little bit this morning to 3.50. Nine, So Spirited, now at 3.80. It's Titan from four. 60, Avenger is at $4. And Sword of Justice, number two, is at 5.50.
Yeah, it's a tricky little race. We've got these boys of Chris Waller's back in Brisbane, Fortensky and the Avenger, and they ran fourth and seventh last Saturday in Sydney, and they're on a bit of a backup. I thought Fortensky's run was better than the Avenger last Saturday. But Fortensky has to snap a run of 19 outs. Now, Olsky's form is very, very solid. He hasn't won in 19 starts. I'm looking at a horse here that if goes to the lead in the shape of number two, Sword of Justice, I think he could be very, very hard to run down here over the 1,400 metres at Eagle Farm. He's only had two runs back, two fourths. He's on a backup as well. He was fourth to River Racer in a solid open handicap last Saturday at the Gold Coast, the standalone meeting there. So, look, if this can lead sort of justice at price, I'd be happy to back him each way. I know there's no third, but I'd be confident he'd run 1-2. Definitely 5-4, 10th gear. That was a terrific run last week when obliged to race wide. Throwing at number 9, so spirited. Rode quietly last start at Ipswich and came with a barnstorming run. The horse that ran second out of that, Fratellino, has since won. He does drop 5.5 kilos as well, so spirited. And then number 6, the Avenger. 2, 5, 9, and 6.
Sort of justice, as I said, $5.50 right now. To race 6, number 1, Jagged Edge. Another runner today for Stuart Kendrick at $2. It's gone $2.15 to $2 now, number 1. 4, Ruka is at $3.30. Devil's Temptation, number 2, at $5. And they absolutely dominate it. The next one is Go Deep at $15.
Yeah, the top four in the market. I think they'll run top four, Andrew. A good race, this one. And a little like the Phillies division, which is race 1, where we went for the classy Needorp. Something similar here with Jagged Edge. Now, he's the proven horse, whereas the others are the potential horses. Jagged Edge has only had 3 starts, 2 wins and a 5th during the carnival before a spell. He did win the Dalrello, beating Deep Sea, that smart former 2-year-old of Mark Newnham's, who's been sold to Hong Kong. He trialled very well. He won a trial beating Alligator Blood about a month ago off the Sunny Coast, Jagged Edge. So Stuart Kendrick had that month to have him ticking over even further. Now, I think he'll win. To beat number 4, Ruka, beautiful Rubik colt, this trained by Team Edmonds. I think they'll ride him quietly, teach him something, let him find the line. 2 Devil's Temptation has high speed, could be hard to catch. No public trials there from Tony Sears into Woolmer, so a market watch for Devil's Temptation. And definitely number 6, Go Deep. They're the chances. I put them in the order of 1, 4, 2, and 6.
Race 7, the Chairman's Club over the 1,200. Francisca, number 11, is at $4.80 and favourite. In fact, joint now as it updates. Number 16, Frangipani Moon. It's gone 6-5 and now $4.80 and joint favourite with Francisca. 9, Rabbit Hunter is at $6.50. Spending My Time, number 6, at $7.
And a little further out, Andrew, number 10, Dream Timer, is he about $7.50 or 8?
Yeah, went 8 to $7.50 in the last hour.
Well, if you look at Frangipani Moon, who won last start, and this fellow, Dream Timer, who was only half a length behind her, it's too much of a discrepancy in the market for mine. I thought Dream Timer's run was just as good, if not better. That was at that Mecca meeting a couple of weeks ago at Doomben, where Dream Timer was back last. And I think they had the rail out about 11 metres, and he literally came down the outside fence. He was entitled to give it up, but he kept on coming. He's got a good gait today, and he's genuine. I certainly love that price about him, number 10, Dream Timer. I've got him in on top of the 16, Frangipani Moon. She maps beautifully. She did cover ground that day, but she won't today. Then number 11, Francisca. I just find her hard to catch. The wind strike rate, nothing flash. And she wasn't asked in a recent trial behind Zoo Style. So Francisca, I think, has come back in good order. And then number 9, Rabbit Hunter. He ran 6th first up at the Sunny Coast, going for a needle-eye opening on the rails that closed. Had he got through, he might have won it. So bear that in mind when you're doing the form here. 10, 16, 11 and 9.
The second last is race 8, a class 3 plate. Kelly Schweder has the favourite, number 8, Our Girl Silk, at $3.90. Number 6, Black and Tan, it's now at $8. 9, Reg Dalton, at $9.50, along with number 14, Highway. And Ma Maris, number 12, is a $10 chance.
Yeah, it's a pretty open race, this class 3 plate. I settled on number 2, Rothman, trained by Liam Bursley. Ryan Wiggins rides him. He's probably a little bit stiff not to have won. He's 3 in a row. He won, then was second at Ipswich behind Enterprise Prince. A little bit stiff because he was badly held up that day and he wasn't beaten far. Since that run, Enterprise Prince has won again on Wednesday. And then this fellow absolutely bolted in at Ipswich last start when he had a better run in transit. I just think he's going really well and there's more to come. He'll probably sit back, get to the outside, run on. Number 8, Our Girl Silk, this grey filly. Kelly's got her going really well, got a good gait, fully fit now. She's ready to win. 14, Highway, was in that Our Girl Silk race here a fortnight ago. was probably getting home a little bit better than Our Girl Silk. May want something further highway, but she's got a great chance here today. And then number 9, Red Dalton, 2, 8, 14 and 9.
2, 8, 14 and 9 there. Rothman currently at $13.04.20 with Tab. The last at Eagle Farm, number 19, right down the bottom, Red Chase, the favourite at $4. 15 Unlikely Stories gone $4.60 to $4.20 this morning. And 6 Reckless Choice is drifted out to $7.
Yeah, I probably would have had him a point or two short of Reckless Choice. I've always been a little bit of a fan, and I'm going to stick with him. His overall record, very good. 5 wins from 18 and 8 minors. He's second up today. When first up here a fortnight ago, he ran only 5th of 8 behind Epic Girl, but he looked disappointed, but the sectional times tell us that he wasn't. He was the only horse in the race actually making ground. The leaders dominated. They went slow overall, but slipped home in 34.09. And he was giving them 7 lengths from the 600. So to be beaten 2.9, I think, was pretty good. Bigger field today, I think, will generate more speed for Reckless Choice to find the line strongly. Definitely number 19, Red Chase. Desley hasn't got to the bottom of him yet. In an easier race a fortnight ago here, he bolted in by 4. Just a little awkward alley to contend with today, but he can win it. So too can number 4, Oink, if he puts his best 2 forward. I thought he was terrific rounding them up in that Tokariki Lad race at Durban a few weeks ago, finishing strongly out wide. And then 16, Brains, was also in that race, finding the line quite well the last 100. A lot of chances in the last, but I've got 6 Reckless Choice on top of 19, 4 and 16.
Righto, so then 9 races. What have you found for your best bet?
Well, this one in the first race, I found it a bit difficult to declare one today, other than it looks like Elvis. I mean, he'll win, but he's pretty short. I think race 1, number 1, Needorp. I do like 5-2 Sword of Justice on an each-way basis, allowing the fact there'll be no third dividend. And that Dream Timer, I think at around about $8, is a good each-way bet too, Andrew. Race 7, number 10.
Race 7, number 10. All right, first race there this morning at 11:43. Enjoy your day up there, mate.
Okay, thank you, Andrew.
Michael Maxworthy looking at Eagle Farm, 11:43. The first, Josh Fleming calling all the racing there today. Now, we're about to look at Hawkesbury with Chantel Buckley. Just take note, there's a late scratching in the 8th race at Hawkesbury. Race 8, number 10, Mangella, was taken out at 8:44 on Vet's advice. Race 8, number 10, Mangella, a late one at Hawkesbury, 8:44 on Vet's advice. As we told you much earlier, but for those people that may not have heard it, Hawkesbury is a soft 7. They've only had 14 mil of rain, so a lot less than other parts. And Shani does join us, Chantel Buckley. Morning, how are you?
I'm very well, Ben. How are you?
Good, good. Are you close to Hawkesbury?
Yeah, and it's a beautiful day. Well, I wouldn't say it's a beautiful day because it's quite windy, but the sun is out. The sky looks pretty clear. So I think we should get through the day without any rain.
That's good news. Soft 7, as I say, right now. In the first, number 4, Fast Melody is now the $3.50 favourite over 13, Enchantingly at $4.60. And then Godolphin's horse, number 10, Tonganero at $4.80. And by the way, I did it earlier. Welcome back, Andrew Atkins. Jeff Penza's back today at Hawkesbury.
Yeah, looking forward to seeing both of them back in action. And they've both, well, Jeff's been out for an extremely long time. I think he's been about 10 or 11 months or something, and Andy's been out since the autumn. So, yeah, looking forward to seeing both of those guys back in action. The first race, I've got the favourite on top, Fast Melody. I've gone 4.10, 6.3. I thought he was really good on debut there. He was unwanted at Warwick Farm. He settled a long way back, which is unusual for a Gay and Adrian-trained horse. He circled the field. I thought it was a really big run, only to be beaten 0.3 of a length there. So second up, you'd think he'd be better for the run. He'll get back again today from that tricky draw, and he should be doing his best work late. I thought the Godolphin runner, Tongariro, he looks ready to win. He's run at Kembla off a 5-week break. Was really good. I think he only he looked to loom up, and then I think his condition just gave out with that 5 weeks in between. So he too will benefit from that run there. I think the step up in ground is what he's always been wanting. The 6, Mayaki, Genuine Excuses on debut. You can see it, obviously, must have got its tongue over the bit or something like that. Went back to the trials. They've applied the blinkers and the tongue tie for that colt. And the stablemate, And Channing Lee, she's been heavily supported actually this morning. There's been a bit of money for her. I thought the run at Newcastle last start was really good. She certainly made up a lot of ground in the latter stages there. So 4.10, 6 and 13 in the first.
Righto. To race number 2, Deal Breaker number 1's the favourite for Mara and Eustace at $3.10. And in fact, number 2, Designer Head's gone 3.40 to 3.10 and joint favourite right now, the 1 and the 2. Which way do you think here?
I've gone the 2 from the 1, Designer Head. I just think he'll get a cheap lead out in front. Look, he's in the same category, I guess, as Deal Breaker. They're both sort of gunner horses, aren't they? They've both had more than enough opportunities to break through, but I think these two will fight out the finish. As I said, I just put Designer Head just on top because he'll get that soft lead out in front. He's got okay soft form, and he hasn't missed a place in his last 5 runs. Interestingly enough, he's 1,600 back to the 1,400. I'm not too sure why they did that. I thought he ran out the 1,600 quite well, but anyway, we'll go with Gwenda, and you know, she thinks he'll run the four. She thinks he's deserving to come back to the 1,400. So he's on top from Deal Breaker. As I said, he's a bit of a gunner. He went down as a $1.40 favourite last start. He may have bumped into a handy one, Misty Summer. She was in today actually, and she was scratched. We'll give him another opportunity here. Designer Head does meet him a few kilos better in the weights. The 6, Vigoroso, a debutant from the Gary Portelli yard. He actually trialled up quite nicely. He beat Tongarero in a trial, so I guess it'll be interesting to see how Tongarero goes in the first race to determine how good that trial form is. We'll give him a little bit of a go here in the mix at $13. And then the 4, Philanthropist, another one runner from the Gwenda Markle stable. Had every opportunity up outside the leader over the mile. However, he's back to the 1,400. I just don't think he saw out the 1,600 there. So we'll go 2-1, 6 and 4 in the second.
Race 3, a Colts and Geldings and Entire Maiden. Fasano for David Payne's the $3 favourite here, number 6, over Devan for Peter and Paul Snowden at $3.90. 6 over 4 in the market. Which way do you go?
I'm going 4 over 6 with Devan on top. Now, he's a gelding by Deep Field, and his trials have been quite impressive. He's had 4 throughout his career, 2 back this preparation. He's shown really good speed in both of them, and what I liked is he trialled well on a heavy track, so I thought, well, that puts him in good stead for the soft track out here today. Last trial there is on speed. He was given a little bit of a slap down the shoulder by Tommy Berry, but he was quite late. I do believe he can get a little hot, so I guess the pre-race will determine if I do keep him on top, because if he's a muckleather and a mess in the yard, I might get off him and put Fasano on top, because I think Fasano is definitely the main danger. Now, he's listed place, but that was up over the 1,600. So whether or not, look, he will run well fresh, but he might just want a little bit further. And he was given a solid hit out in a recent trial. That's why I led towards as it Devan there, the debutant from the Snowden yard. The 5, Elevisio, a horse from the Clary Connors stable who's having his first start. I think his trials were pretty good. I know I was doing trials that morning, and he was really good when finding the line there, and both of his trials back, he hasn't been too far away. So I'm going to give him a chance to run well on debut. And Innisbrook from the Joe Pad stable, another horse having his first start. He's been getting back in his trials, and he's been hard held. Rachel King's been riding him, and she hasn't let him off the bridle yet. So I think if there's something there, he'll be doing his best work late. I'm sure he'll get back again today. So 4, 6, 5, and 7 in the third.
Race 4, a benchmark 64. Sebring Express number 2 is the favourite at 260 for Gary Portelli. Sophie Ella number 3 at 340. And the toppy Binsk is at $3.80. 2, Sebring Express the favourite.
Yeah, it's hard to go around Sebring Express. I remember seeing this mare in town a few starts ago, and she wasn't being beaten far behind some really handy horses. She then went to Gosford last start, and she settled midfield. She ran on really strong. She just couldn't catch the winner who ran along out in front. She was only beaten 0.4 of a length there. So this is the same type of race. She's got good, solid, soft form, and I think today's her day. So she's one of my specials on the card. From the 3, Sophie Yeller, she's had 1 run back. She finished 3rd at Kembla there. She had nowhere to go. She got checked. Well, she did really well to pick herself up, and she was beaten about or almost 3 legs behind 11-11, but he's a handy horse. So I think the race read better than what the margin does say there. The 4, my next best, Alison Atuffy, they ran her off her feet first up over the 900. She ran on late there, so she'll appreciate the step up to the 1100. And then for fourth, I've got the top weight, Bisque, who was in here today, not overly tested in a recent trial, but that was behind Ball of Muscle. So 2-3-4-1 in the fourth.
Race 5, the fillies are Mare's Maiden. The scratchings were 1, 3, 4, 11 and 17. So it's just reshuffled the market a little bit. Number 2, All-Star Rocket now at $4 and favourite. 15, Asia Go at $6. Gillette number 8 at 7, along with number 14, Torrid. And then Kalo number 9 is now a $7.50 chance. So the scratchings just shuffling the market here a bit, Shen.
Yeah, they certainly have, haven't they? 2896 for me. I've got the debutante All-Star Rocket on top. She has, she's buying all too hard. She's been really nice in all of her trials. She's had two trials back this preparation, trialled up really well on a heavy track. She actually won that trial. She was never let off the bridle. And then her second trial, she finished third on that occasion, and she was untouched. Even a little bit of a niggle, but then quite to the line there. So she'll show good speed, and she should be able to cross from that draw. I'm never too worried about draws over the 1,000 and the 1,100 at Hawkesbury. It's just a straight run to the turn. Second, I've got Joilette. Now, she started in the money on debut at Warwick Farm last preparation. She raced keen in the middle stages there. She'd only had the one trial back, but the trial was really good. So if she started in the money at Warwick Farm, you know, you'd think she'd have to be a genuine contender here today, coming back to the provincial first up. Third spot, I've got the 9, Carlo. Now, she joined the Peter Roble stable. She actually debuted in the Percy Sykes, a Group 2 race, was only beaten 4.8, then went to a Canterbury 2-year-old race there. May have had enough. She was beaten about 6 lengths, but her trials have been okay. She jumps from the inside draw there, so she'll save all the ground. She's into third spot. And then in for fourth, I have Compatriot. I'm going to give him an opportunity here at decent odds. Blinkers come off. He actually finished third on debut at Warwick Farm, then finished down the track in his next two runs. But he was really nice in a recent trial there where he led them up and he was untouched. Tommy Berry trialled him. Jimmy Innes rides him today, and I thought it a bit of value will pop him in the top four. So 2-8-9-6 in the first leg of the quaddie.
Class 2, race 6, Cardiff's the favourite, number 5 at $2.40 over Daycor, number 2 at $2.80.
Geez, I'm with the favourites, aren't I? Cardiff, another favourite that I've made him one of my specials on the card. Big drop in grade. He's only beaten 1.3 in the Rosebud first up this preparation. He went very, very keen out in front, and he was in front until the last 100 metres when Dawn Passage ran him down, Letterpaw and Lucicello, very, very good horses. So he comes out of a really strong race. The earmuffs are going on first time today, so that should settle him down in the run. He probably can afford to go hard because he hasn't got the likes of those horses chasing him down. So I think he'll just win from the four in Four Gold. Her trials have been really good. She finished fourth behind Grey Worm, Arcadia Queen, Black Magnet. They all go, or a couple of them go around today. So she comes out of a really good trial, and she certainly held her own amongst those horses. The Toppy Military Academy, you can't leave him out, but he loves it here at his home track. He gets the blinkers for the first time. Two runs at Canterbury, back to the provincials, so we'll give him a chance. And the second of the Godolphin runners, Daycor. Thought she weakened quite badly first start. Obviously, she needed the run. She'll come on.